other, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Just months after hiring former Biden transition official Andrew Lorenzen Strait, Texas nonprofit Family Endeavors won a no-bid contract for as much as $530 million to provide care for the migrant children arriving at the U.S. border. Former ICE official and the country's first national migrant public advocate, Lorenzen Strait worked for Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, LIRS, where he oversaw a national network of foster care for unaccompanied immigrant children, which seems to be exactly what he is doing for Endeavor through the McAllen Respite Center, where thousands of unaccompanied illegal immigrant minors are being shipped off to cities across America each week to live with whoever signed up on their website. Family Endeavors confirmed this. They said the work is a continuation of services we have delivered to the migrant population since 2012. Family Endeavors recently hired Basil Moosley as their deputy director for migrant services, who formerly worked for SARC, the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, who partnered with the United Nations and open border NGOs in the evacuation of Syrian refugees into Europe. It seems the endless pipeline of immigrants coming into the U.S. through McAllen, Texas, are coming in as refugees. And the amount of refugees we take in is decided by our senile puppet president, our corrupt Congress, and globalist government agencies, who all seem to now be aligned with the United Nations. And according to the United Nations Replacement Migration Program, the U.S. should have 593 million. So don't expect anything to be done about the endless import of these so-called refugees, all coming in to receive years of taxpayer dollars from our broken welfare system. It's all part of the plan to destroy the national sovereignty of Western nations. And if you still have a survival instinct that causes you to question this, then you are labeled a heartless right-wing bigot. There is no more common sense. Americans, along with the rest of the modern Western world, are being conquered by way of name-calling. And tragically, it's working. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
When is the time? Well, in your written statement, you say, now is not the time to pull back on masking, physical distancing, and avoiding congregate settings. When is the time? When do Americans get their freedom back? Can you put your microphone on, please?
Sorry. When we get the level of infection in this country low enough that it is not a really high threat.
What is low enough? Give me a number. We had 15 days to slow the spread, turned into 1 year of lost liberty. What metrics, what measures... What has to happen before Americans get their freedoms back?
My message, Congressman Jordan, is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we possibly can to get the level of infection in this country low that it is no longer a threat. That is when. And I believe when that happens, you will see...
What determines when?
I'm sorry.
What? What measure? Are we just going to continue this forever? Or when do we get to the point? What measure, what standard, what objective outcome do we have to reach before Americans get their liberty and freedoms back?
You know, you're indicating liberty and freedom. I look at it as a public health measure to prevent people from dying and going to the hospital.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
And it's all been done based on fraud. Everything about COVID has been a lie because it's the Great Reset. The liberties never come back. They're to be taken away forever. This is the beginning of the organized extermination of humanity. This isn't a joke. It isn't a game. I'm not being a shock jock. This is reality. We'll break down the enemy's blueprint for total enslavement, now to stop them. Straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Great.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, we were trending on Twitter again yesterday, because all over the news, they're reporting on animal-human clones being made in laboratories expressly to grow humanoids to harvest organs. Now, that's exactly what I began saying about 26 years ago, because at the time it was in major medical bioscience publications. That 20-plus years before that, so we're talking 50 years ago now, they'd already made animal-human chimeras. Now, they denied all of this in mainline publications until a few years ago, and now they run the same headline every week. For the first time, animal-human clones have been made. And that's always, it's in the test tube, it's embryonic, and that's just a condition. The CIA was quoted in the Washington Post back in 1999 that, oh, we're funding the body modification and tattoo and earring movement. Doesn't mean it's bad or good or anything. To get you ready for implantable chips. I mean, this is all actually in different publications. They admit all of this. So everyone's freaking out, and my phone's been blowing up going, Alex, how did you know? It's on ABC News. It's on CBS News. It's on NPR. Exactly what you said, what you told Joe Rogan 3 years ago, that it's for clones, and that the clones, they're harvesting organs. How do you know this? Because it's all in the medical literature. They just have a breakaway civilization. So let me tell you the headline for the show today. It is that there is a scientific global dictatorship that is breaking away from humanity. And that as it breaks away, it extracts all the resources of the old civilization, poisons us, dumbs us down, divides us and conquers us, puts us back into the jungle, but the urban jungle, and then wipes us out. And by the time that they finally wipe everybody out, which is coming very soon, in a cascade of crises they orchestrate but pose as the saviors, those of us that haven't joined them, it'll be very hard-pressed for us to survive without joining them. And those of us that haven't joined them will still only survive because the globalists killed everybody. So we're not on their side, but if you're able to make the right moves and be prepared, you might be able to survive and not join them. But I think God isn't going to like that. God doesn't like cowards, so I think instead of just surviving, we have to stop this thing from happening. And we have to admit how much trouble we're in. We have to admit this is not a joke, this is not a game, it's our only hope. We have to reach out to people that work in the scientific dictatorship, the minions, most of which have already been let in on a lot of facets of it, but still actually think it's for a greater good. They have to be decompartmentalized to understand really how horrible this is, so they can have a chance to make the right decision and join us in the resistance. And I can tell you, the globalists have major turnover with their higher level people. because they really understand, even once they have all the money and the power, that it's empty. And if they haven't totally turned their souls over to the spirit of destruction, they then turn against it. But then those people don't have a voice. They get shut down or they get killed. You know, if you've ever worked for the New World Order and ever signed the contracts with them and ever actually run their operations, then they will kill you if you sidestep them or don't follow their orders or ever try to leave them. But if you've never sold out to them, it's metaphysical rules. They'll just try to get other people to kill you, but they won't give the order themselves, or they will try to kill your name or discredit you or put you in prison. But they don't often kill you unless you've been involved with them and made some deal with them at some level. And that's why I've never made any deals with these guys. Because believe me, they've given me plenty of chances to join them, and I could be right up there at the top with them. But no amount of the money, the prestige, the immunity from prosecution, no amount of that can get me to sign on to them, with them. But that's what's so frustrating about having a debate about whether this is real or not. Everything I talk about is as real as the sun coming up. It's clear as day. It's a breakaway civilization. Technology is 40 to 50 years ahead of what they're showing you. Everything you see is 40 to 50 years old. Human-animal clones are 50 years old in the literature, at least. Hell, the Nazis, by 45, were already able to clone rabbits. And so the space shuttle plans are from 1937. It wasn't in service till 1980. The SR-71 Blackbird, they say, is the fastest plane in service in 1956. You know, it goes like Mach 3.5. They say it really goes about Mach 8. But that's the reality of this. And again, I have personally known people that did work some on the fringes of the deep state, the real deep state, the scientific deep state, and it was cyborgs and clones 40 years ago. Major industrial level cyborgs, clones. You know, that's what Jeffrey Epstein was, not just doing sex and pedophile stuff and compromising people. He was producing clone carriers at the Zorro Ranch, and I have that from a lot of good sources, and I can also connect separate dots, because they still have trouble making a clone in a artificial womb. They don't grow up right. They don't grow up healthy. You need to have someone artificially inseminated, which they were doing out there to women, saying it was Jeffrey Epstein's children. It was not Jeffrey Epstein's children. What they were doing was inseminating them with basically top globalist clones, royal family clones, Bill Gates clones. And so he was running a clone ranch, and then they take the children, they raise them under another identity, and they're there for spare parts in case Gates wants them, and they're also there to do other studies and other tests, you know, in case something happens to the original. And they haven't gotten the immortality yet. But all of this is a giant race to get what they believe is immortality. So that's the holy grail of this. And then all of us are to be tested on with mass mutagenics to give rise to the other mutations they believe they're going to find that will then allow the ultra-rich to not die. So that's what all this is. And that's just one cloning base. And again, they hide the clones in plain view. That, you know, they tell the women, you're going to be artificially inseminated with Jeffrey Epstein's sperm. Well, I mean, the women, and reportedly hundreds of children out of that one alone. And then, of course, these children don't look anything like Jeffrey Epstein. They're clones of rich billionaires and royalty mainly. And again, the children are then raised and brought up in the world. It's not like The Island, that's a good allegory of this, made in the 2006 excellent film, where they have clones in an underground base who think that the world's been hit with a virus, so they're safe in the base. And then when they win the lottery, they go to the island. But really, the person that bought them is about to have them executed so they can, you know, have their organs. But you know, and the person doing it is who they are. They're a clone of that. But again, the organism doesn't thrive if it's not living and exercising. And the clones actually take care of the embryonic clones, but don't even know it. They're all compartmentalized. It's part of their job in the facility. And that's a great example of compartmentalization, how we are seen as the public as biological robots by the globalists. We are building our own destruction, our own enslavement as well. And so if you don't have full awakening to this, if Congress doesn't, the intelligence agencies don't, people talk about army intelligence or the military intelligence. They don't know any of this. They're not let in on any of it. This Q stuff at the highest level is military intelligence. That's totally compartmentalized to archaic weapons. Atomic weapons are 120 years old. They had all the equations 120 plus years ago. That's all tinker toy stuff. That's being phased out. They're getting rid of the human military. By 2030, there really won't be very many humans left in the military. And they have all these Hollywood movies about super soldiers, these really cool, badass guys. And, you know, like the new movie, Nobody, you know, he's so tough. None of that exists. It's all gone. It's all over. It's all robots. It's all clones.
Actually bought this at Glock UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
When I tell you to supplement your natural diet so you'll be healthier and fund the InfoWar at the same time, I'm not lecturing you. I eat too much red meat. I drink too much. I work too much. I have my own issues with stress. But I can tell you, without winter sun, without vitamin mineral fusion, without lung cleanse, all three of which I take every day, I would not be able to continue in what I do. These are amazing products. And if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals, you're not going to be able to function. In fact, you're going to die. That's why people starve for lack of food. These products have it all concentrated in one place for you to make sure that every essential vitamin mineral you need, you get. The D3, the K, in winter sun, and all of them together with amino acids in vitamin mineral fusion and then lung cleanse. Research it for yourself. It's amazing. They're all 50% off together, 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock for a limited time, and it funds the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stopped into a church. I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees. And I began to pray. You know the preacher liked to call. He knows.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, I am your host, Alexander Emmerich Jones. Very honored and blessed to be here. Globalists need another crisis in America as their reset agenda fails. Brandon Smith, Alt Market's a great thinker, but I don't agree with the analysis of this article. And I don't read that to like put him down and say I'm the big swinging Johnson on this. His information's dead on, but his perspective is wrong. They were never going to take over just with the COVID virus. It is a five-pronged attack, at least, with many subgroupings in each one. I'll tell you about that coming up at the start of the next hour. That's up on InfoWars.com. Also, Pope Francis goes full communist, says sharing prosperity is not communism, but pure Christianity. But they're going to direct how you share. And, of course, all the big bankers pay no tax, but they'll lecture you all day. And more on the next piece of the crisis they're going to launch when we start the next hour. I really want to get to the fireworks, though, in and around the heart of the globalist takeover, and the main prong being the medical tyranny that brings in the medical world ID, that brings in the permanent lockdown, that brings in the non-essential, that then the other four prongs come in on. And what's happened with Jim Jordan and Mad Maxine telling him, shut your mouth! You don't talk to Lord Fauci like that. And then you also have Chelsea Clinton, who famously called for me to be deplatformed. She said he should be taken off Facebook, Twitter, Google, everything. And boy, when she clicked her little heels running her big child kidnapping operation for her mommy, that all came out in WikiLeaks, they took me off because she is the paragon of power and goodliness and holiness. Well, now she wants Tucker Carlson off, saying he's incredibly dangerous for asking a question. If the vaccine's safe and effective and like 99% like they say, and they said once you got it, you could go back to normal, why are you now saying it and you never go back to normal? Because they were always planning to not let anybody go back to normal. What, you know, again, I don't tell the story to act like my crew's not smart. They're great people, but they're not diabolical globalists, and so they don't think like them. I do. And we're sitting in there when the lockdown's going on. And I go, you know, this is never going to end. And they're going to release a little bit of it and tighten it back down. Release, tighten back down. Because that's the plan, folks. It's never going away. So we keep addressing it at face value. And Fauci won't say to Congress, won't say to CNN, won't say to Fox News about when we get our liberties back, because you never get them back. It's in all the Great Reset documents. And so Webster Hubbell's Mr. Ed, horse is a horse, of course, Chelsea, runs the global initiative now and has the contract for, I forget what it is, like just the administering. It's like $29 million. I saw another document when they finally fund it fully for the next pandemic that Biden says is imminent. It's going to be billions and billions and billions for contact tracers that the Clinton global initiative will run in America. Did you hear me? The people coming to your house to take you away and make you take shots, it's already started in California, they're under her command. And she doesn't want Tucker up there going, hey, we never take the mask off. We never leave our houses. Because Fauci wants lockdowns again. And understand, anywhere they've got control and a public that's going along with it, like Germany or England or Australia, you notice the lockdowns never stop. Oh, New Zealand. I was talking to a nice lady from New Zealand. She was giving me a massage. And she's like, oh, yeah, but, you know, we did a total lockdown, but now we don't have to wear a mask. And I said, within 2 months, there'll be a new case and it'll lock down again. And she goes, you know, you're right. It happened 2 months later. She goes, how'd you know 2 months? You said 2 months, just dead reckoning, but 6 months, 1 month. Look, they just announced the end of lockdowns in England last week. And I said, within a week, they'll announce a new lockdown. It was exactly 1 week. Because they want to take it away from you instantly. They want to jerk you around. You're in a cult now. And so that's how they operate. We're going to be getting to all that. I mean, you've got all these countries that have stopped the Pfizer shot, all these companies that have stopped the AstraZeneca, all these ones that have stopped J&J. You've got all these deaths, not one death. Look, one woman died. You actually go look at the reporting system. It's like 3,000 here, 2,000 there, 5,000 there. They estimate between 1 in 10 and 1 in 100. They're not sure. It varies country to country, are actually reporting the deaths as COVID. But it is COVID vaccine killing them. And so, oh, Norway's going to totally stop the newest country, the AstraZeneca, completely. But, oh, my gosh, the infection rate is at record high, but not the death rate. But see, now as they put more PCR machines around the world with UN grants, they're calling most deaths COVID, even if it's a car wreck, because they want the money. Because globally, the companies are paid, the medical companies more, when that happens. So we're going to look at all of that coming up today. Robert Barnes is going to be looking at the insane Chauvin trial up in Minnesota and when he thinks that's going to end. And no doubt every major city is going to be lit up like a Christmas tree, and they're not the type you put cookies and milk out for Santa for. It's going to be lit up with fire. And why are the communists doing this? It's part of the takeover of the police. They're not getting rid of the police. They are bullying them, using any bad event that happens. Oh, my God, we've had 3 days of riots, and a guy, an armed robbery suspect for robbing a woman, waving guns around everywhere, is then attacking the police, and in the melee, the cop pulls the wrong weapon and shoots him. What do you think happens when you go into riots and high-speed car chases? But now you see we got to have more riots for that trial. We got to have more. See, it just goes on and on. But if you're a good globalist police department, if you do everything the New World Order says and arrest their political enemies, become commissars under Strong Cities Initiative that Obama launched, directly directed by the UN, well, then you're in like Flynn. So that's coming up. Separately, ladies and gentlemen, where is it? Here it is. This is your last three-day chance to get the really highest quality liquid multivitamin mineral system with amino acids as well. Everything you need that is essential to live. So in case you've got a deficiency in something, you don't have the big problems that come with that. And when something's essential, it's like oxygen or water. You die without oxygen in 5 minutes. You die without water in about a week. You die without food in general in about a month because you don't have the vitamins and minerals. So it takes longer to die without the essentials, but you will die without it. And medical science won't even tell you why you're getting sick. Scurvy is a huge problem across the Western world. People don't get the vitamin C they need. Everything you need is in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and it funds the InfoWar 360 win. 40% off. We've got Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 taken on the tongue. Good for children, adults, especially old people, and brown folks. You need your D3 because you're not getting enough of it. If you're black, you got to be out of the sun hours and hours a week. If you're white, about 30 minutes direct sun. Hispanic, it depends on the person, 45 minutes a week. If you're not doing it, you need vitamin D3. You got to have it. Take it under the tongue. Goes into your blood vessels. Some folks don't absorb in the stomach. So that's why this liquid is so important. It's 50% off when you get it with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, or 40% by itself. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. When we come back, I am going to plow directly into so many stacks, so much news. I'm not sure what I'm going to hit first when we come back. There's a lot of important stuff I'll say about it in 2 minutes.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh, no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess. He's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from it. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed. And now people are going to feel the sting and the pain. Energy costs, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, of all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Never before have I turned on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes that could cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free-for-all and a heart of dead. You can bet your life. Stakes are high and so am I. It's in the air tonight.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Air Live. Weekday mornings, excellent transmission. American Journal with Harrison Smith and crew. Tom Papert knocking out of the park today, guest hosting. And then Owen Schroyer from the border right through this weekend. He's been there all week with the crew, doing a fantastic job, a superb job, breaking so much incredible news, exclusive news from the border. And I'm going to be joining him this afternoon. I'm going to start my way down to the border. I'm going to fly down to the border. I'll be down there this evening, and I'm going to be there through the weekend, broadcasting live from there as well on Sunday. So look for all of that. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Let me do this. I want to get into this Jim Jordan thing, and Maxine Waters telling him shut up. In fact, let's go to the end first. Let's go to her telling him to shut up. And imagine if a white guy was telling a black lady shut up. Or imagine just a few years ago if anybody was yelling at Democrats like this. Republicans have never acted like this. Nobody's ever acted like this in Congress. But Fauci would not answer his questions for his 5 minutes. We'll play that in a minute. And so he keeps asking the same question. They said, you take the vaccine, then you can go back to normal. Remember that? They said it a year ago. And I said, watch. They want to keep the economy shut down to consolidate power for the big tech companies and the banks and to bankrupt us, which is an admitted plan. And now they admit all that. Fauci needs, we need to be talking about criminal charges for him for the Wuhan lab. We need to be talking about arresting the globalist. It's in mainstream news. He ran the coronavirus program there, and then he's the one running the response. Of course, they wouldn't launch this unless they were in control of the process and had enough chutzpah to think they could get away with it, or enough hubris, enough arrogance. Super chutzpah, super megalomania, super crazy confidence. But because it's so out over the top, because it's so ridiculous, they get away with it. It's insane. And then it gets more insane. Tucker Carlson is not stupid, and I'll leave it at that. Tucker Carlson knows about the danger of these vaccines. He knows that regular vaccines are a real science, but they can be tainted, and they've got their problems and all the rest of it. But indeed, we can learn immunity. These are gene therapies. So Carlson's like, I believe in vaccines, but I'm just asking if they work, I should be able to go out now. And Fauci's like, well, we got to wait and see, because that was always their plan. Oh, it's 95% effective, but you still can't go out because they're still going to call every other death on a motorcycle or in a hang gliding accident or a shark attack or a drowning or a heart attack or the flu or cancer. And almost everyone that dies in the world now is died of COVID because the tests are a fraud, because the hospitals globally via the global insurance companies get more money when they say it's COVID. You go, why would insurance companies pay on average in the U.S. $50 plus thousand dollars if somebody dies of COVID? because all the rest of the services are shut down and insurance companies and banks are making record profits because for over a year you haven't gone into the hospital or into the clinic because it was, quote, non-essential, including cataract surgeries and knee surgeries, shoulder surgeries. It just teaches them to do whatever they want. Now you can't go in and see your kids at school. Now you can't go see what's happening at the daycare. Now you can't see what's happening at the hospital or the nursing home. It allows all these industries to do whatever they want and be secretive. It's a power grab. And the globalists set world standards. Same standards are in Spain that are in Australia, that are in the U.S., that are in Canada, that are in Mexico, that are in Brazil. It's not the governments. It's corporate governance now. And they run it. Doesn't matter they have the president in Brazil. The courts, the banks, the media, the hospitals are all run by the globalists because they have all the fiat money. And they're involved in a shutdown of the economy to make you take their fiat currency to say you're in debt to them while your real economy goes away. Now when they give you that money, they can dictate with scarcer resources everything you're going to do. And when they say jump, you say how high. And they admit that's what this is. They admit this is the new civilization. But if you talk about the Great Reset, the ADL comes out and calls you a Nazi. What the hell does that even mean? If anything's Nazi-like, it is the Great Reset. And even a year ago, they admitted 94% of COVID deaths were something else. It's the same thing in England. It's the same scam everywhere. Because it was never really COVID, folks. It was pneumonia or the flu. So in 6%, it was an actual virus. In 94%, it was heart attack or cancer. But the hospitals code it as COVID to get the $53,000. And when you look around the world, it's similar numbers. In Africa, they pay them a few thousand dollars, which is like $50,000 a year, to say the same thing. It's all a manifest fraud. And there's Jim Jordan trying to get answers out of this known liar. And they're all wearing their masks because there's house rules. Pelosi says you've got to wear a mask. You're literally muzzled. Notice when Fauci's in the Senate, he's not wearing a mask. It's all the symbol of the cult. Reject it. Go ahead and roll the tape.
That's what I'd like to know. Give us some objective standards versus when certain things get reached, we might be able to get back to having our liberty. When? What are the numbers?
You're going to see a gradual right now we're at an unacceptably high level. On a daily basis, it's unacceptably high. Regardless of who you are, what you're going to see as more and more people get vaccinated and we get over 3 million people a day, you're going to see the level of infection come down and down, and gradually there will be more flexibility for doing the things that you're talking
Where
about.
Where does it get to? When it comes down, what number do we get our liberties back? Tell me the number.
When 90% of the members of Congress get vaccinated.
But you're not a doctor, Mr. Clyburn. He is. What is the number?
I can't.
Thank you for recognizing me, Mr. Clyburn. Thank you.
The chair now recognizes for 5 minutes.
I'd like my question answered.
Ms. Maloney.
Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time.
Regular order.
No, just a moment.
Mr. Chairman, I don't want you to answer my question. The American people want Dr. Fauci to answer the question. What does it have to be?
Expire, sir. If you need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
Don't worry about this. We're going to handle this. And I think Mr. Jordan knows me very well, and he knows full well that we're going to handle this.
Okay, so you heard it. Fauci's a dictator. He ran the Wuhan lab. He works for Bill Gates, and he says when you get your liberties back, you're never getting them back. Liberties were never given to us. They were taken at Runnymede in 1215. They were taken in Lexington and Concord in 1776, and then at Bunker Hill. That's where they were taken. Freedom is taken. It's demanded. That's where everybody wanted to come to America. We weren't perfect, but compared to everywhere else, we had 10 times the freedom. And that created the prosperity and the innovation. And now you got a bunch of compliant yes people and Fauci up there lying his dirty little ass off instead of saying, hey, you said 5 million Americans would die. Then it was 4 million, then 3 million, then 2 million. Then you said we'd be able to go out if we had the shots, but we can't because it's all a lie. I mean, by the time they get 90% vaccinated, they're going to say, oh, the other 10% won't do it. That's why you can't go back to normal, because they won't. And they can set the PCR test however they want. Fauci needs to go to prison. Bill Gates needs to go to prison. They're the ones making the money off of it. Fauci's invested in a bunch of the vaccine companies. It's a damn takeover. by dirty, knuckle-dragging globalists. And now the guy that gave you crappy windows and the big monopolist that got caught robbing his competition and lying to Congress, he's your doctor? When you search who's the most powerful doctor in the world on Google, it says Bill Gates III. He runs your life. He's in charge. Why? Because we put up with him. And he gets to stick in you gene-modifying mutagens that in all the studies are linked to cancer, according to thousands, hundreds that we've covered of the top geneticists and genetic engineers and the former chief scientist and all of them. They're saying, my God, this is going to kill everybody, and it already is. You go, well, why would they do this? Because they're going to launch bigger and bigger crises where you forget about this. They've said they want to depopulate you. They said they want a world government. They said they want to bankrupt you. They're going to do it. And instead, big tech and the big banks fund hundreds of billions of dollars of race war garbage, $10.6 billion to Black Lives Matter. We're all fighting with each other while they're killing everybody. Wake up, people. Wake up. It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well, at InfoWarsStore.com. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you. Because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets when they're able to scoop up billions of people's data. They can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade.
And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have James O'Keefe of Project Veritas that got completely banned off Twitter yesterday. He's filed suit against them. They said he had fake accounts. He didn't. They're liars. They've defamed him. They said he's disreputable. He just won in court federally saying that he's not fake news. The New York Times lied on purpose and said he'd been found to put out fake reports. It just wasn't true. It was not even substantiated. They just made it up. So that's all coming up. They confronted Brian Stelter, the Humpty Dumpty creature, it the clown with the makeup on. That is the start of the next hour. We're going to get to that. But when I've got constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes on, I'm also going to hit the COVID fraud and how he thinks we should address that. Some lawsuits he's starting and are about to launch to try to really go after Fauci and others. And we're going to play Jordan's confrontation with Fauci where he just destroys him. And it's the same question that Tucker Carlson's asking that we've all got to be asking that I've been not asking. I told you what was coming. And I'm explaining again. I keep explaining we know everything before it happens. And I even tell Tucker this. And he knows all this. But we got to just give them everything. Not just argue with their fallacies. We got to explain why they're doing it, why they're running the scam. It's a great reset. It's on purpose. But, of course, you can play the clips. Once you're vaccinated, you can go out and not wear a mask and go to restaurants. That's Fauci. That's what they all said worldwide. Now, sorry, doesn't work. Because they've had you under their control for a year. They've doubled their wealth. They're taking over. They're not going to stop. They're bad people. So we have a giant audience of badasses. And I mean that when I say you are the resistance. I love you when you're black. I love you when you're white. I love you when you're brown. I love you when you're Chinese. I love you when you're German. I love you when you're Russian, when you're Mexican. I love you when you're from Chile. I love you when you're from everywhere. But I do not like you when you serve the New World Order. And I need you to understand that when you're not fighting and speaking out, you're helping them destroy our people, us. So I think everybody's figured out this is the zeitgeist. We know what we're talking about. There's thousands of flavors of BS out there. I'm not in competition with the BS. I'm trying to get people to understand we beat this when you dial into what I'm dialed into. Because it's not Alex Jones. I'm only telling you what they're doing. And I've learned who calls the shots. And let me tell you, basically everything you read at Johns Hopkins is what they're going to do or are already doing. It's the main battle. Some of the other groups get battle plans adopted sometimes. But that's why General Flynn will explain. They do war games that then get adopted as war plans that then if war comes are implemented. These are war operations that have gone live. All right? John Hopkins is funded by Bill Gates and the globalists. It makes the policy. The WHO adopts the policy. The communists parrot the policy. Period. Now, that said, I paid for and I filed the FOIA request to find out the name of the man that shot Ashley Babbitt. Do you think that makes the feds happy? No. They've got the FBI running around 24/7 interviewing people to find some reason to put me in prison. Hey, I'm just going to get more aggressive. I'm not intimidated by you. I'm a real American. What made the country? So I'm just telling people, though, we need your support and your word of mouth because I told you I'm not backing down. I'm physically stopping smuggling cars. I'm physically engaging the globalists. I am physically upping things right to the edge of the law here for America and the world because I believe in humanity and I believe in you. And I know God's real. I'm going to leave it at that. I have always had a connection to God. I was born again when I was probably about 8, 9 years old. But I have been having experiences now that I'm going to keep private. But I'm going to tell you, are biblical. You hear about the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, and all the rest of that? I am now routinely having experiences that now I would be pleased to be crucified upside down or tortured for 5 years for this, okay? I mean, I can just flip a switch in my brain now and go right to Valhalla. And so I am transcending these Satanists, and I am so thankful to God because I've been in a lot of pain and really upset over them and really taking it on and getting very depressed. And I just prayed to God the last few months to take the worry away, and I'll fight harder than ever. And I've done that, and now I am really now experiencing the Holy Ghost. And it is it's so good. Oh, wow. I mean, we're talking 50 times what I ever experienced. Because, I mean, you start crying getting near God and close to the door. But, man, I've gone in the door now. And, I mean, I'll tell you part of it. I mean, man, I have these dreams now that are just intense ecstasy. And I'm in heaven. And trying to describe the beauty of it and the purity of it and the level of this is just like you're in God's mind. And it is just, last night, man, I woke up really upset about 2 a.m. and everything, and like really upset about the world and really upset. And I said, God, I'm going to pray. I'm going to go back to sleep. Please help me. It was unbelievable. There's no way to describe this. And I've never seen any of this in art and literature. There's a lot of stuff I've seen. You see in movies and culture. Other humans have seen that archetype. I'm seeing stuff that has never been seen on this planet. And you can say, oh, your mind created that. Well, then, wow, that's quite a mind. But I'm just telling the Satanists, you are missing out. You have no idea what you're missing out on. I just, it's unbelievable. All right, I'm getting metaphysical, and I'm going to stop right there. All I'm saying is I want to stay on air. I need the temporal funds to do this, and we spend a lot of money running this operation. I pay the crew pretty good, and I don't want to have to do a lot of things here. I don't want to cut back. I want to expand. So go to InfoWarsStore.com before I play the Tucker Carlson piece. Several, this is a great sponsor. They're wonderful folks. I can tell you they supply the Border Patrol and a lot of other people, and we're proud to have them. It's the InfoWarsPhone.com. Takes you right there. When the cell towers go down along the power failure, satellite phones will still work. Cell phones are always tracking and logging everywhere you go and everything you say. Satellite phones do not have this issue. Satellite phones work in any extreme remote location. If you can see the sky, your phone will work. The Alex Jones Special is a free satellite phone for only $99.95 per month for 150 minutes per month. Everyone can call you for free. That doesn't take the minutes. Only you making a call costs. This is one of the best deals out there. No charge receiving calls for other cell phones or landlines to your satellite phone. Car antennas and home antennas are available, so satellite phones can be used indoors or while traveling in your vehicle. Stay in touch with loved ones during national and international emergencies. InfoWars Phone, one word, InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020, and ask for the Alex Jones Special, InfoWarsPhone.com. And they're really great folks. I mean, Steve Quayle told me they were great. He tried to get me to work with them like years ago, and I just was too busy even, you know, reach out for sponsorship. But now that we're having trouble cracking the nut here, I've gone out and found some really good sponsors. But anything we promote is a really good deal. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and stop right there. I can't do the Tucker Carlson justice, so I said I'd hit the human-animal cloning, this big news, and I said I'd hit this Brian Stelter confrontation, and I'm going to hit that. The Pope announcing communism is wonderful, and I got some other key things I want to get to, and I want to also hopefully try to open the phones up. Also, what's happening with Bitcoin, we're going to hit all that next hour, but let's just do this in the few minutes we have till break. Just look at these headlines. Norway's health experts recommend banning AstraZeneca jab as Nordics get cold feet because they've seen so much death and illness. Epic video, Jim Jordan demands answers from Fauci, is told shut up by Dim Waters. That's up on InfoWars.com. Video, Fauci can't answer basic questions about COVID restrictions, melts down in front of Congress. WHO chief says COVID-19 infection rate, not death rate, approaching highest of pandemic so far. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Let the human run your life. Pfizer CEO, your doctor, says third COVID vaccine dose likely needed within 12 months. The first is one mask, two masks, three masks. It's one shot, two shot. Bill Gates already called the shots, pun intended. He said a year ago it'll be 5 to 10 shots a year. So he always says what's going to happen before to show he's the El Jefe, the big chief. Chelsea Clinton demands Facebook ban Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson responds. That's coming up. Spring wave of coronavirus crashes across 38 states as hospitalizations increase. You could have one person go in that they falsely positive and they go, oh my God, increase. Run for the hills. Never come out again. We've got so much more coming up. UK government advisors call for more lockdowns. 1 week after saying the lockdown's over, everyone celebrates being let out of their jail cell and being able to go to the prison yard or maybe to the prison infirmary or the prison cafeteria. Oh, I can leave my solitary confinement. I'm so free now. It's all psychology, all Stanford research, Milgram prison experiments. Nearly half of Brits say they will struggle to revert back to a normal life after lockdown. What a bunch of Stockholm Syndrome people, man. God, almost as bad as the Chi-Coms. There's actually a lot of great Brits that hate the New World Order and voted for Brexit, but they have these fake polls saying they love it. None of it's true. This is a key report broke last night. Needs a lot of your attention. Infowars.com. Disturbing. Unvaccinated women all across the world claiming unusual menstrual cycles and miscarriages after being near recently vaccinated individuals. Yeah, this thing goes in and programs your body to create these poisonous proteins, and then you have sex with somebody that's got it. It's a bioweapon. It turns you into a bioweapon of all these new variants it creates. It's hard to believe that we're already into the middle of April, and our borders collapsing, and world governments being announced, and Joe Biden's coming after our guns and trying to start a war with Russia, but told China they can take over Hong Kong and Taiwan. So China's done a blockade around Taiwan and is threatening to invade Hong Kong. They already sent troops into Hong Kong. This is madness. And our government's been hijacked now by these globalists, and they're trying to shut us down. They took our sponsors away a long time ago. But you sponsor us by buying products direct. So these are already great products you need. Whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, or whether it's Winter Sun, or whether it's Lung Cleanse, they're all 40% off individually, 50% off when you order them in combos or together. But regardless, it funds the InfoWar, which appreciates you win. So this critical time in history with all this craziness happening, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to remind you, these are products you and your family already need. And they fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So take advantage of these products today. Find them at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Resistance to tyrants.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, the video just broke. It's up at gatewaypundit.com and at InfoWars.com, the live show feed. Italian lawmaker calls for the arrest of creepy Bill Gates and charges of crimes against humanity. And more scientists, more and more lawyers are coming out and saying that's what this is a medical, weaponized, globalist takeover. And the sooner we wake up the horror and that our acquiescence to tyranny encouraged these monsters to launch this, the sooner we're able to stop it. That's coming up. But Brian Stelter is one of the nastiest people on earth, and he's a liar. He's an anti-American. He's a defamer. He's somebody that goes around and gets people deplatformed, like myself. He literally stalked 20-plus advertisers and ran them off by threatening to do pieces on them and call them white supremacist. He's a terrorist, a economic terrorist. And what he is a sack of garbage who acts all powerful and manly. He is America's enemy. If anything was ever an enemy of the country, it's Brian Stelter. And I can tell you, my rant from 4 years ago calling him enemy of the people, I didn't know this, but a certain national talk show host and others sent it around to everybody, and Trump got it, I recently learned, and that's where enemy of the people came from. So I am kind of the unofficial speechwriter, I guess, at some level for a lot of folks, which I'm very honored to do. But it's only you magnifying the transmission and the guests and the callers that kind of create this ambrosia or the smorgasbord of the resistance that is such a particular concoction of truth against the enemy. The Project Veritas is a new video. It's up on InfoWars.com as well. Watch Project Veritas confronts CNN Brian Stelter about their explosive expose on CNN tapes where they admit we lie about COVID. We lie about Biden. We lie about to make him look good. We lie about Trump to make him look bad. We propagandize our viewers. We are oppressing people. It's just an admission of their criminal activity by one of their biggest directors and TV producers. Here it is.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, give me 1 second.
CNN embraced Director Chester's philosophy of the news.
Do you think it's going to be just like a lot of like fear? Like, climate?
Yeah, fear sells. Fear sells.
Does fear sell? Is Charlie Chester still employed at CNN?
I feel really bad for you.
Why is that? Mr. Stelter, we have a few more questions. Do you report any news that Jeff Zucker doesn't directly tell you to report?
Yes, journalism matters. Sure.
Do you have any comments? Do you use his words, propaganda?
Sure.
Is Charlie Chester still employed at CNN?
I feel really bad for you.
Why do you feel bad for me? We're journalists.
Okay.
Why do you feel bad for me? Are you a journalist? Are you able to report anything that's not directly handed down?
I report whatever I want. You need to leave.
Do you want them? Okay. Mr. Stelter, do you have any other comment on Charlie Chester?
Sure. You have to walk out.
This is journalists with Project Veritas trying to get comments from Brian Stelter on our recent release from Charlie Chester in the propaganda COVID numbers to stoke fear into the American people. Coming to you from New York City.
Absolutely beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. We're so happy and just blessed to be able to magnify the great work of Project Veritas. So when you support us, you support them, and when you support them, you support us, so be sure and support both and share the video posted at InfoWars.com, the live show feed area. All right. And did you hear him go, I am the chief media correspondent? Because we're like, well, we're journalists. You're like, I am the chief of media. They gave me a title. Well, calling yourself the king doesn't make you the king. You could have a garage band that can't even tune a guitar, call themselves the kings, brother, and you'll never be Elvis Presley. You'll never be Chuck Berry. You ain't the king, son. Let's come on with Chuck Berry, Johnny Be Good, when we come back. Here's Chuck Berry. I mean, you're not anything. You're a joke. You're a detestable maggot. But that's who the enemy can get, a sack of garbage. It, the clown, comes up out of the sewer, and they're all wearing those damn masks. You watch. They'll be wearing masks in New York City in 10 years till they grow some and say no. Unbelievable. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, exposing people that look like perverts every day. I mean, come on, he looks like
FBI.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hide what you have to hide.
very blessed to be here with you, my friends. Very honored. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And we've got a lot of big guests coming up today. I'll tell you about next segment. But I need to cover this first because we got Jim Jordan being told to shut up by Maxine Waters when he's asking questions. We've got Fauci just saying, hey, you said, here's the quotes where you said, once we get vaccinated, vaccinated people can go out and do whatever they want after 2 weeks immunity kicks in. And so that's the science. And so why are you saying now we can never take the mask off and never go out again? And he's like, I will not answer your question. I will not answer your question. Because we know, I said it a year ago, they're never going to stop. And like, how'd you know again? Bill Gates said so on frickin' TV. With Fareed Zakaria, a year ago. It was a year ago. Fareed's like, people don't know. We're never going to reopen. And Bill Gates all smiling and wiggling in his seat. Looking like he just won the lottery or something. And every time they talk about death and murder and he just gets so happy. He's a frickin' demon, man. And the only other place I've seen wiggling around like that when you're doing really evil stuff is watching films of Hitler. Do you see the most popular films are him giving speeches and ranting and raving? Most of the time, you see films of him at his eagle's nest or him, you know, they shot a lot of film of him behind the scenes. He looks just like Bill Gates, wiggling and winking and laughing and rubbing his frickin' hands together and waving his damn arms around. I know evil when I see it. And Bill Gates is it. And then his whole damn family and the IBM fortune he was given by his mother, who was on the board of IBM, runs the thing. And that's why it's good news that all over the world, from Lee Dunham, the great constitutional lawyer out in Orange County, to major members of the Italian parliament, they're saying arrest him for crimes against humanity. And now it's even in mainstream papers. Is Bill Gates and Fauci behind the pandemic? Are they the ones running it? Did they do it for a power grab? The fact that mainstream news is asking that is their goose is half cooked. I've already marinated them. You've already marinated them. We got their ass on the grill on high, baby. They're half cooked right now. And here's the problem. They're going to launch something new real fast. And I've got my article here. I got to dig it out. It's up on Infowars.com. Globalists need another crisis in America as the Great Reset agenda fails. It's not totally failed, but it is failing. But they're right. Brandon Smith's right. It all market that they are going to launch something new. And I'm going to tell you about that in a moment. We've got all the plans right here. See here? We do things called research. See this right here for TV viewers? All right here for you. Because that's what we do. I know the average man's watching baseball with his buddies, eating pizza and drinking beer at a bar tonight. And that sounds great to me, too, okay? In fact, if we weren't in so much trouble, I'd be buying season tickets to baseball and football and the NBA. I love it all. I like basketball. I like boxing. I like the Olympics. Man, I'd be happier than a pig, and you know what, if this wasn't. But I can't do it because the whole thing's coming down on us. So what I'm doing at night is reading the UN documents. And all you got to do is read the UN documents, and then you'll know what's coming next. Because let me explain. They're never turning anything back on until we expose these monsters. And they learned with the communists and the Nazis that if they do a frontal assault, they lose. So now they infiltrate us and take over from within and use medicine as their operation. So let's look at it right now. Chelsea Clinton, who in the WikiLeaks knows her mother is running child kidnapping rings, runs the Clinton Global Initiative now. She is heavily invested in the Clinton Global Initiative that has the contact tracers. They're making billions off of this. She says that Tucker Carlson should be banned off of not just TV, but off of Facebook, Twitter, everywhere else. She used to call for me to be banned. Remember that? And she's God, so what she wants happens. A little nepotistic monster. Because Tucker's going to hurt people because folks may not get vaccinated because they hear him. He's saying, okay, I believe in your vaccine for hypothetical argument purposes. He says, okay, it's science. It's wonderful. It protects me. Why can't I be normal now if I'm protected? That's what I always said. Like, why do I need to take measles, mumps, rubella shot? Or why do I need to take the anthrax shot that'll kill you? Why do I need to take the tetanus shot? Why do I, if you already have all this, you can't get it from me, the hepatitis shot, Why do I then need it if you're protected? Why am I a murderer? Because it doesn't protect you. It's all a damn fraud. Hey, we'll play George Carlin next segment, where he explains where he got his immunity. There's actual studies. He didn't know this, but I guess he might have. There's actually studies that swimming in swamps in the area you live in, and that means in sewage. Is that what we think swamp is? It's where the bears and the bees and the buffalo and the deer and the bobcats are and the fish. That's the flora. You basically, that's the inoculation is Mother Earth. But they've got people in India have some of the lowest infection rates. They actually swim in their rivers that are sewage in the cities. I don't want to do that, okay? But it'll make you tougher than an old alligator. They know all that, folks. When you're not around all this stuff, it's when you become sick. That's the people that are obsessed with germs and scared of everything. They're the ones that die young. What's the military do to make men tough? They go put them out for months in the middle of nowhere, in sewage, swimming, everything. That's what makes you tough, folks. Anyways, enough of that. Let's go to Tucker Carlson responding. Here it is.
Internationally renowned humanitarian intellectual Chelsea Clinton has had about enough of this show, so she's called today for Facebook to shut us down. Quote, in December, Facebook banned claims about COVID-19 vaccines that have been debunked by public health experts. And yet, and she pointed to our monologue on vaccines on Tuesday, she said our show's continued presence on Facebook was, quote, especially troubling, given that Republican men are currently most likely to say they're not interested in being vaccinated. Which is funny on so many different levels. First, that's completely not true. If you're looking at the populations that are most vaccine hesitant, it's not Republican men. And by the way, we don't judge our body, our choice. Every person has a moral right to make a decision about his or her own health care, period. So there's that. But moreover, this show has been pretty adamantly pro-vaccine from the first day and remains that way. And because we do support science and do support vaccines and have faith in American science, we'd like really simple questions answered. For example, why do people with high levels of antibodies, people who've been naturally infected, why are they being encouraged to take the vaccine? Is that good for them? We don't do that with other vaccines. Why are we doing it now? And most to the point, why are people who've been vaccinated being treated as if they haven't been vaccinated? What is that about? Sincere question. Well, today, Congressman Jim Jordan asked Dr. Fauci when life in America might return to normal. Now, Fauci's an expert on everything, but he didn't have an answer for that question.
In your written statement, you say now is not the time to pull back on masking, physical distancing, and avoiding congregate settings. When is the time? When do Americans get their freedom back? Can you put your microphone on, please?
Sorry. When we get the level of infection in this country low enough that it is not a really high threat.
What is low enough? Give me a number. When do we get to the point? What measure, what standard, what objective outcome do we have to reach before Americans get their liberty and freedoms back?
You know, you're indicating liberty and freedom.
All right, we're going to come back to this because what he says here when we come back is what the Travis County judge said when the attorney general sued and said stop the mask mandate. The governor said stop it, which was unconstitutional to begin with. I'm not even defending what the governor had the right to do. It was a fraud. Causes bacterial pneumonia and most of the deaths. The evidence is overwhelming. She said, well, you know, you claiming you have liberty. You don't have liberty to put your germs on me. So the judge is a scientist now, and she's agreeing with Bill Gates, Judge Livingston, the chief judge in Travis County, that we're bad and we're dirty and we're evil. And any particles from us are bad. So now I need to be in a Ziploc bag because everybody will tell you when you're at the mall, you're breathing people's skin cells. Give me a break. When you go in a bathroom, what do you think happens when you piss in the toilet? Stuff comes back up. We're all interfacing with each other. It's what we do. It doesn't mean we climb in bed with a hooker that's got three diseases. The point is that being around healthy people makes us more healthy. Being around sick people makes us less healthy. That's why when someone is sick, you quarantine them. You don't quarantine the healthy people. It's ass backwards, and they know it is.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help. more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto shipping. Your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher. Put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors. And just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu. And Americans, they panic easily. So now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. Fear of germs. Why these f***ing pussies? Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a f***ing chance, will you? Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system. Now, goddammit. Let me tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw shit.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health care.
Yeah.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
That is hopeless.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Oh. Wow. Wow. Oh, yeah.
So, we've got our deadly disease. Now, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender vittles. Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms: mild thirst, occasional hunger, tiredness at night.
Man, that's some good music. You got into the music. Or came reordering the music for it. Within the band, did everything else. He's the greatest composer. Just listen to some music on the show, huh? You know, as bad as things are, the globalists are just Satanists. And they're going to fail in the end because they love to brag and they love to rub it in what they're doing. And they're really magicians. They run scams. Now they think they're God. But getting back to Chelsea Clinton. Boy, that apple didn't fall too far from the tree. Webster Hubble, the product of Webster Hubble and the Rose Law Firm and the savings and loan and her father and the, because Bill Clinton's, I guess, sterile from syphilis and the treatments or whatever. But you got Bill Clinton. He's the surrogate dad, but I mean the real dad is Webster Hubble. That's Webster's daughter right there. And then, of course, you got old Hillary. That's who the New World Order gets to dredge up to run our lives. And she wants Tucker off the air saying he's telling people not to take the shot. No, what he said was, if I take it, then you let me out of the cage. And they're like, no, 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 no. Of course they lied to you. This is a trap. This is a takeover. This is a civilization weapon. This is a new type of warfare. So here's the rest of Tucker talking about it.
FBI concludes, the director of the Congressional Press Galleries within the Senate press office did a name check on Samuel Christopher Montoya and confirmed that no one by that name has congressional press credentials.
We're playing the wrong clip. But it's no big deal. It's fun. It's cool. We love it. That's our reporter that got arrested. Can we go back to the one we were playing about Tucker? And I can show you what clip if you want. Oh, we have it? Here it is.
Get to the point. What measure, what standard, what objective outcome do we have to reach before Americans get their liberty and freedoms back?
You know, you're indicating liberty and freedom. I look at it as a public health measure to prevent people from dying and going to the hospital.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted.
Well, then another member of Congress asked Fauci about this show's criticism of Fauci's rules. And by the way, not just the, lots of people have asked the obvious question. You get the vaccine and you think it works. They've told you it works, but then they say you have to socially distance, stay indoors, can't go to restaurants, and you have to wear a mask. What is that about? What's the answer? Fauci, again, didn't answer it. He just said we have no choice.
Last night, Mr. Carlson responded to you, saying it's not a conspiracy theory. He said, referring to vaccines, quote, if this stuff works, why can't you live like it works? Why are you wearing a mask? Well, what's the answer, Dr. Fauci?
What we don't know right now, but we will know as we gather more information, that you can get infected even though you've been vaccinated, and because you're vaccinated, have no symptoms. And therefore, you could have virus in your nasopharynx, and you could then transmit it inadvertently to somebody else.
Again, he's been asked, when does this end? A year ago, he said, when there's zero cases. Zero cases of a cold virus that everyone always has. It's an impossible problem they cannot fix. And they know that. And they've written the actuaries and the white books, the blueprints. The white papers, it's all there. My God, arrest the bastard right now. Jeez. But oh no, Webster Hubble's daughter, Chelsea Clinton, she says, no, 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 no. Tucker Carlson's about to be taken off the air for asking Fauci why he's a big, fat piece of filth. Burn in hell, Fauci. Burn in hell, you monster.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality. Specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Trying to get him on today because I saw he got banned off Instagram. Chris Stein is an incredibly articulate patriot, a listener of ours since he was like 13 years old. Now he's like 30 years old, I guess. He got banned for saying, I don't want to be locked down forever. Because remember, if you're in Texas or South Dakota or Florida, you're not completely locked down. You got the cultists that are all in fear, you know, wearing their mask inside while they swim in the water by themselves in their homes. I mean, this is just total mind control. But he's joining us next segment because he got banned along with a bunch of people yesterday. You got Steven Crowder getting banned all over the place and losing his shopping cart support. That's what they really target. You've got Project Veritas, James O'Keefe getting banned on Twitter. And again, first it's Alex Jones, then it's you. And they've got a whole FBI task force out trying, it was even the Washington Post, saying, we want to put Alex Jones in prison. We believe he launched the attack on the Capitol. And then they will create the lie to do it. Well, I mean, fine. Blow my head off then. You're the ones that serve Satan. You're the ones that serve the pedophile rings. You're the ones. The FBI, there's no speculation about this. You're supposed to kiss the FBI's ass or try to put you in prison. No, no, no. I don't fear you. I fear God. You had a waiver 3 weeks ago to allow people at these migrant centers and where they're going with adult men to, quote, have no background check. You are child smugglers, every one of you, from the top to the bottom, unless FBI goes public, unless they decry it. And I'm sure there are some good people that will, just like the Border Patrol's been doing. But my point is, I'm not an enemy of anybody. But when an organizational head does something and the rank and file don't speak out, like we've seen the Border Patrol doing a pretty good job of doing, when I don't see the FBI speaking out, then you're all guilty. And you aren't in any position to be judging anybody. It's disgusting. People go, oh, that's InfoWars that the FBI endorses child trafficking. Pull up Associated Press for them. And like, we're like, okay, let's see if this is true 3 weeks ago. I'm like, come on, that can't be true. We send crew down there. We've been down there for 2 weeks now. I'm going today. The nice little trip down there. It's like going to Florida, going to South Texas. That's how big the damn state is. And I'd be rather going to Florida. I mean, I like Texas, but again, it's not, South Texas is not Florida. I might move to Florida. Who knows? But if I'm not in prison for political reasons, and I go down there and it's like worse than I imagined. There's like women with MS-13 tattoos handing babies off to people on airplanes. And we got stuff I'm not ready to break yet. That's just, it's mind blowing. We're talking, well, crew asked me not to say it, so I'm really bad about, I keep a lot of secrets good, but I just, these big breaking things, I mean, the stuff they got on tape yesterday will curl your hair, and that's all I'm saying. Because they don't just, man, I'm just saying, it's going to come out what the FBI's been supporting. And you're going to be just like the SS in Nazi Germany. So keep being arrogant about it. Keep acting tough. Keep pushing Americans around. Keep your bullying. Keep running your crap. And keep running your BS. And keep bowing to your God, Satan. You're going to be exposed. Because whatever's been kept in the dark is going to be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. But the truth, in the end, will expose what you've done. So I've already played a lot of the Tucker Carlson thing, but he's really smart how he doesn't, you know, come right out and say it's all a fraud. He just says, well, I mean, if it protects me, why can't I go out now? And then they just don't know how to answer it the way he played it. I'm like a caveman with a club. I'm not like a surgeon like Tucker Carlson. I'm just like, liars. He's like, all, oh, he plays their game better than they do, and they don't know what to do. And now everybody's asking, hey, we took the shot, took it months ago. First, like, oh, wait 2 weeks. Well, now it's been a few months. Well, you can't go out still because you're a prisoner. They want you to be a prisoner. That's incredible power. In the future, via a phone app controlled by Microsoft in China, what in the UN, where you can go and what you can do, that's conquering you. That's not just taking your country over. That's getting you to accept martial law. And then we watch the burning police stations and the shot cops and the looting of all these stores. And they just drop the charges on a whole bunch of people in Oregon and Washington that attack police with hatchets and burn down police stations and try to invade and set the federal building on fire. You know, if our people set the federal building on fire, I'd say put them in jail for 50 years. They didn't. Some got lied to by Q, led by Antifa, in thinking they were going to save the country. They went into the damn Capitol, and a lot of them didn't even touch anybody, have been charged with serious crimes. But the people setting federal buildings on fire have been let go with no charges. The FBI and the Justice Department is a joke. And do you think as an American I feel good about our republic having a joke as a Justice Department? Because I believe in justice. I believe we've got to have checks and balances. We've got to have juries. We've got to have grand juries. We've got to prosecute people. But I look at who they protect. That's who got arrested, shooting cops, burning down buildings. And look at those psychos. And they went free again. And the god-doglet vice president bailed them out. You cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. But they've got 30 FBI agents for our reporter who went in the Capitol and documented the same thing as National Geographic and CNN and Getty Images, but none of them are arrested. But because he was wearing a Make America Great Again hat, and because he went, woo, America, they've got an indictment that he said he loved America. And so they want to put him in jail for 7 years. Just let that burn into your brain for a minute. If he'd have been a communist and burned down a police station, why, he'd be free right now. Charges dropped. What does that tell you about who runs things? They have no honor. They're fundamentally screwed up. They're mental patients. They work for institutions that are controlled by corrupt, America-hating lawyers who already sold out to communist China. And they're also thrilled that even down to low-level FBI agents now, if you're a Democrat and sell out, suddenly your wife or husband gets a contract with a company owned by the Chinese or somebody else for $3 or $4 million, and suddenly you're a millionaire. Suddenly you've got the lake house. Suddenly you've got it all. But you got to bring America down. How valuable will the lake house be, FBI, when the whole damn country's gone? And who works at the FBI? People like Reality Winner. She ended up going to jail because she worked with ISIS. She went a little too far, but she was an ISIS Antifa person. And you know, she was just in there giving Antifa everybody's data, where they live, who they are, committing crimes. And the FBI knew, and they let her because they like having a Marxist fifth column that'll go harass you at your house or come after your family anywhere they want. And then you've got the Black Lives Matter people with their $10.6 billion. They're all private airfields, giant, you know, mansions everywhere. And they're just a bunch of morons running around bitching and complaining, all given carte blanche by big tech, carte blanche by big media, carte blanche to act however they want, wherever they want, however they want, attack who they want, shoot people, stab people, burn things down. Hell, I got a bunch of clips we'll play. BLM protesters, Infowars.com. Maybe we should play this going out to break. White ally, you're white, get out of here. They're now having black versus white segregation. What's going on with this clip with my earpiece today, man? It's like popped off like 8 times or something. Driving me nuts, man. I'll fix it. There. It's just crazy. So Chris Sky, he just doesn't want to be locked down. He just goes on radio shows. He just speaks out. He's banned online. Now, if he was burning down a police station or shooting a cop, well, he'd have the vice president give him money because they're the establishment. They're the system. They're taking over. And they bring in these third world people. They wind them up with hate. They teach them they're going to get all this free stuff if they just burn America down. And all they're going to get is a vaccine that kills their ass in the end. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Tomorrow's news today. I'm going to say it again. I am not lecturing you. I'm lecturing myself. I need to take vitamin mineral infusion every day. It tastes great. It's all natural. It's got all the vitamins, all the minerals that are essential, and amino acids. Mix it up in the morning, a little quarter scoop. Fill the whole pitcher with a whole scoop. It lasts you 4 or 5 days in the refrigerator. Pour yourself a big glass with ice. And it's so good in the morning, at noon, at night. But whatever you do, get in that one glass a day. It's been sold out for a while. It's back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com for your immune system, your body's defenses, but especially your family and friends and old folks and people with darker skin need higher vitamin D3 and other things. It's all in here, so tell folks about it or give it as a gift. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com, and Winter Sun, super high-quality vitamin D3, back in stock, also discounted. Both these are 40% off individually, 50% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey,
Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban that video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Chris Skye is one of the most articulate people out there exposing the global lockdown, and he's been banned off of Instagram for telling the truth. We'll talk to him in a moment. They've also just banned other great patriots like James O'Keefe off of Twitter. We'll talk to him in a moment. But first, I wanted to get into the racial division that's in the WikiLeaks that the globalists are creating. I mean, we know they're doing it. We know they're exacerbating real problems that are there, but making them 100 times worse. We'll get to some of that in a moment, and then to Chris Skye. But first, ladies and gentlemen, we fund ourselves selling you products that are absolutely essential for you and your body. Because I believe in a 360 win. I believe in a non-zero-sum game. I believe that the pie can be expanded for everybody. I want to sell you stuff that makes your life better. I want the good mojo. I want the good karma. You reap what you sow, whatever you call it. We've only got till like Sunday, 2.5 days left, because we're doing this live on air on Friday, to get our multivitamin mineral concoction that is top-of-the-line quality for adults and children. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at 40% off. Lung Cleanse is at 50% off. And our great Vitamin D3 taken under the tongue sublingually, Winter Sun Plus, is 40% off. Get these two together, Winter Sun and Vitamin Mineral Fusion, for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get them individually 40%. The sale has to end on Vitamin Mineral Fusion on Sunday because it's selling out. Winter Sun will still be discounted. So will Lung Cleanse. Please take advantage of it now. It funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. Without you, we wouldn't be here. All right. Let me hit this next little piece. I have been confronted twice by gangs of KKK, so I know those exist. I know they mess with black people. I know it goes on because I've got family in East Texas and I've worked in East Texas, and the KKK is still there. And mainly it's just like young thugs that mess with people they don't know, or if you got a hot girlfriend or whatever, it's a Dairy Queen, and they mess with you. But I've also been messed with by gangs of racist black people. I don't hate white people because there's some racist white people. I don't hate black people because there's some racist black people. I judge people according to what they do, who they are. That's common sense, like Martin Luther King said. That's why America believed in what he said, because it was true. And brotherly love that Christ talked about. But I have dozens of videos just today of whites being shot, stabbed, beat up because they're white, told you're not welcome here because you're white, and the hatred in these young black people's faces is palpable. But I notice most of the time, and I've looked at some studies on this, they're not even Africans, but where they're like, you know, 100% African. They're usually mulatto. They're usually part white. And now we learn, like Kaepernick and others, their parents are white liberals and have basically done this to them. So I keep going, like, why is it always white-skinned black folks that are being really anti-white? There's some really black folks that are doing this. And it's because they have white parents. They're either adopted or, you know, one of the parents is white. And the left has done this. This is their communist revolution hidden behind black people so they can do this and claim it's for black people's empowerment. Like the Black Lives Matter lady has tens of millions of dollars, private airfields, four mansions. She goes, oh, you're racist if you bring it up. Even when black people bring it up, she calls them white supremacists. She goes, well, I'm a Marxist, but I need money for my family. Oh, really? We didn't need money for our family? So it's the same story. So BLM protesters tell white ally, you're white. You don't belong. Let's show that video. Here it is.
Alright, shut the up and protest, bitch.
Shut up, bitch. You don't like that? Go that way.
Yes, in the black space, remember that. You're white. You already don't belong. If you can't be a guest in the black space, you can't leave.
I'm not trying to.
No, but you are. So shut the up.
You're arguing.
Shut the up.
And I'm going to tell you one more time.
Shut up.
And then I'm not going to talk to you. Go that way.
Move around, bro.
Go that way.
That's your little entourage, bitch. Yeah, you and your compadres will find
y'all some bitches. Because you're clearly here for all the wrong. So this is George Soros, Bill Gates, weaponization. Look at the hate, because she's white, she's bad. That's what the left has created, and it just gets worse from there. Republican Utah Governor Virtue Sigler defends Utah Jazz basketball team, excluding white students from scholarship. Wow, because you're white, you're bad. This is like super racism, folks. And it goes on and on. All right, let's bring in Chris Sky. He got banned. We've got calls here by Chelsea Clinton to ban Tucker Carlson because he's simply questioning the vaccines and why the lockdowns continue. So, Chris, you're entering an elite club here of getting banned. We have James O'Keefe being banned. We have Tucker. We have Stephen Crowder starting to get banned. What happened? Where are you going ahead from this point, my friend?
Well, first, before they even banned me on Instagram, they put me on the no-fly list, like a terrorist, because they knew I was planning on going to speak in Calgary, Alberta, and Edmonton, Alberta, and they knew I have a really large base of support here, and they know that Albertans are probably the Canadians that are standing up to lockdowns more than anybody, so they really didn't want me to get to Alberta. So first they put me on a no-fly list, like a terrorist, pretending like I'm going there to, I don't know, do something bad when all I'm doing is informing people that they have the right to just say no to their vaccines and all these other illegal restrictions. When they did that to me, I decided I was going to drive all the way across Canada. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm currently in Calgary. I'm going to be here all week. I'm doing a rally on Saturday and Sunday. And that's why Instagram, deplatformed me right before I'd be able to live stream at these events. I kind of anticipated this and I have a really large base of support. So Canadian Patriots backed me up, and within 24, maybe 36 hours, I already have up and running www.realchrissky.com, and it has the ability for me to live stream. So if my Instagram is not back up because I've appealed and I've had other resources going to try to get my Instagram up, As of tomorrow, after all the events that are coming up, I'm going to be streaming live from my own personal website. I'm going to basically create my own.
That's what I was going to say on air. You know a community now. They can magnify you. When they get bandwidth, others will magnify us. We're never going to stop. We're never going to. I mean, let me guess. Has this censorship demoralized you or supercharged you?
Not only supercharged me, I'm going to tell you something that's going on right now in Mississauga, Ontario. I literally got texted about it just before I came on the show. So this is happening as we speak. There's a gym called Huff Gym in Mississauga, and they defied lockdown, and they said they're not closing. Enough is enough. They even had people sleep overnight in the gym to make sure that the police and public health couldn't come in and change the locks on them. So today, the police sent a huge contingent over there led by a sergeant. What they didn't know is this sergeant is a fan of mine and has been following me for the last 8 months. And when they took down my Instagram, which is where he was following me from, he finally had hit his end. He went to the gym, and instead of closing them down, he publicly declared that our pandemic and our lockdown is a lie and that he agrees and stands with me.
Yes, it's the breaking point. We love it.
This is what I want to say. So I told everybody to get their ass down to Huff Gym. This police sergeant is publicly declared. He doesn't care if he loses his job. He doesn't care if he gets arrested. He wants everybody to
exactly.
know.
Exactly. They'll punish him, but they can't punish us all. This is real leadership.
This is exactly what united non-compliance is all about. When you get all aspects of society, whether they're law enforcement, government, civilian, even criminals, to recognize that our rights are universal and our rights are essential and that everything they're doing to us has nothing to do with our safety, but it's about controlling us, removing our rights.
The whole world's seeing Fauci say the lockdown never ends, no matter how many shots, what we do. What's the point of that?
That's what they want. They want everybody to basically submit to being forcibly vaccinated multiple times a year as a pretense to access your former rights. And they're going to keep us in this state of emergency indefinitely so they can keep these emergency powers and they can keep this control over us, all for our own good, of course. It's absolutely disgusting.
Well, you're incredible. We got one more segment with you, and come back with me during the weekend if you can. But while people can contact you with the platforms you still have, tell everybody where people can get a hold of you again. This is important.
Okay, right now I'm on Telegram, @RealChrisSky, all capitals. I'm Chris Sky on Twitter, Chris Sky on Facebook. And my new website, www.realchrissky.com, is up. It's basically just like a cover page as we speak. There it is. And it's going to be able to go live stream for all the events that I have
coming
up.
And I love what's happening. People are getting pissed, aren't they?
People are beyond pissed. I can't even walk 100 feet in Calgary on the street without somebody stopping me, recognizing me, and telling me they appreciate what I'm doing. They are way, way stronger here in Alberta. They are way more awake. I haven't been bothered for a mask anywhere here. The people are all supportive of what we do, and that's why the government here is so scared. Jason Kenney, their premier, was so ridiculous. He tried to call people that were warned.
All right, your Skype's breaking up. Stay there. Reconnect with him. I want to come back and talk about that church they've locked down with the SWAT teams and all that. Oh, my God. It's incredible. It's a total takeover, folks. Find your humanity. Resist. It only gets worse if you don't. It's kind of like when you're in a parking lot and somebody comes to mug you. And you're like, you know what? They're not going to mug me. I'm going to take that gun away and I'm going to pistol whip this guy. Just do it. And it actually feels good. That's how it works. At a certain point, you got to stop moving on your knees. Be right back. Stay with me.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well, at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew. that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Chris, let me ask you a question. Chris Guy is our guest. I'm flying back from the border, and I should be here for showtime, but when is your rally coming up? Because if you can do Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, I'd love to have you at least host part of the Sunday show because you're a real leader. Tell me about the rallies you got coming up. Tell me what's happening right now.
Okay, so I got a rally tomorrow. I hope the connection's good. I got a rally tomorrow at Prince's Island Park in Calgary. We have a rally on Sunday at Central Memorial Park in Calgary. On Monday, I'm heading over to Vancouver. We have a big event, Vancouver, Tuesday night on 420, right after the cannabis event. And it's like a candlelight vigil. And we're going to have a huge gathering. And we're going to talk about what's going on and talk about how to take action. Then I'm going to be making my way all across Canada, another 5,000-kilometer drive. And I'm going to get to Montreal for May 1st, which is going to be the biggest and most important event of this entire lockdown. We are going to have those streets flooded. And nobody's more angry than the people in Montreal because they've been living under a curfew for the last few months. Absolutely.
Tell me about Grace Life there in Alberta because you have really awake people, beautiful people. I've seen thousands come out with this little church shut down, hundreds of SWAT team people shutting it down. I mean, like you said, a so-called conservative governor. What the hell's going on there?
They're not conservative. There's no such thing as conservative in the Canadian politics anymore. They're all puppets. They're all being told exactly what to do. They're all in lockstep with each other. And that I don't use that word by accident. And I was just with Pastor Arthur, the one who went viral. We made a video together. We did a live together. And he's a Calgary hero. And if the rest of the pastors just acted like him and kicked these guys out, didn't let them enter, told them to come back with a warrant.
Oh, that great Polish immigrant.
Yeah, he's incredible. We were just at his house a couple days ago. We did a live together with Kevin J. Johnston, who's running for mayor here, and he's the only candidate in Calgary that's pledging to end these lockdowns. So
let's be clear, you're having a great time. You're reading great people. You're energized. Fighting tyranny is not a pain. It is a pleasure. That's what the servants of evil don't get is this is empowering.
It's a blessing. It's an absolute blessing. And every single thing they try to do to me to try to slow me down, all it does is it invigorates me more.
Because you're not a victim. Explain that to liberals and those under victimology. When you're attacked, you don't back down. You fight back. God does the rest of the way. Explain that.
Well, in the lefty ideology, in this victimhood ideology, everyone's a victim. Everyone's some kind of discriminated either by racial, by their sexual orientation, by their gender, etc. It's all a red herring. It's just a way to actually stop people from logically thinking and put them into this little box where they can be controlled via political correctness and so-called identity politics, which is all complete bull, and it's all a tactic of division.
Exactly, and we're breaking out of that, and people are experiencing the human power of reality.
100%. Nothing has united us more than this pandemic and these restrictions, because it's letting everybody know that color, ethnicity, age, gender, sexual orientation means absolutely nothing. We are all humans. We all have rights. These rights need to be respected. These rights need to be asserted. These rights need to be kept alive. It's that simple. If you look at the protests, they're not predominantly white. They're not predominantly black. They're predominantly human. That's the common denominator here. We're human beings. Our livelihood.
And humanity knows this is an anti-human strike. And yeah, the enemy's attacked. We're reorganizing, but the enemy's scared now, I think.
The enemy's terrified. If they weren't scared of me, they wouldn't be putting me on a no-fly list. They wouldn't have sent 40 cops to my house to try to illegally arrest me. They wouldn't have banned me from Instagram and vowed that they're going to keep banning me if I try to make a count. They had people spamming my Telegram with gore and porn trying to get it taken down. They've hired hundreds of trolls to attack my Twitter, which is basically my only outlet of social media left, to try and discredit me. They are literally pulling out all the stops. They even have people making cartoons about me. Like, I don't know,
Chris, but you'll have a home here. We love you. Join us again Sunday or whenever you can. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much for the update, my friend. You're on fire.
I plan on making it to the States in the beginning of May as well, one way or the other.
And get your ticket here if you can get in here, brother. All right, we'll try to budget some time to come on Sunday. I want an update during all this. Chris Sky, amazing.
I can do that for you. I'll be there.
All right, we love you. All right, coming up, we got Robert Barnes.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, I had a lot of great guests on the show. We invite communists and globalists on. They won't come on. But everybody we have on regularly are smart. But right up there at the top is Robert Barnes, great lawyer, great constitutional lawyer, great criminal lawyer, great First Amendment lawyer, but also a great historian. Because I've done a lot of history research, and there's not a lot of folks I can have conversations with that know as much as I do or more, and Barnes is right up there. That's why I've had some great, you know, 2-3 hour conversations with General Flynn. He knows as much as I know, and then a lot more in other areas. But you know, Flynn's why he's endorsed me, because he's actually, you know, met with me. We've had real discussions about the military and intelligence, and he learns about a BSer. But my point is that this is real here. We've done real research. We live this. We breathe this. We eat this. We sleep this. We crap this. This is not a game. So I respect Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer. So I got three things I want to cover with him. The COVID lockdown, them admitting the vaccines don't matter, it never ends, which you warned of a year ago. The Chauvin trial, the plan for race riots, and what the globalists are doing. And also our own Sam Montoya, reporter in the Capitol. They're not going to arrest AP reporters or Getty reporters or all the other reporters, CNN reporters that were there, National Geographic reporters. But he's arrested because he's wearing a MAGA hat. To me, this is a real outrage. Tucker Carlson covered it two nights ago. So let's start there, Barnes. 450-something people arrested. 30 FBI agents with federal marshals raid Sam Montoya's apartment 2 days ago. They are wanting to say it's a conspiracy that we launched this attack and all this. What do you make of that? While they just deferred prosecution, people that burned down police stations, attacked federal buildings, shot people, they just released a bunch of Marxists that actually launched really militant, violent terror attacks for political purposes of fear. That's the definition of terrorism. And then, meanwhile, they're still trying the whole Capitol thing. What does Robert Barnes make of that?
Well, I mean, what's happened on the January 6th cases is an evidence of just how politically weaponized our entire prosecutorial process has become. in that you have people who basically committed trespass. That's what 90% of them really can be accused of. Many of them didn't know that they had committed trespass because the doors were open and the police were letting him in and not saying otherwise. It is a
public
building.
And Sam has video of that. They wave him in, the velvet ropes, yeah.
And so in that context, they didn't actually cause any harm in terms other than some, a few people to property. There was nobody that was actually kidnapped or any of that nonsense. There was nobody taken hostage or any of that nonsense. There was they went out of their way to avoid damages to the property. Most people did that were part of it that actually went into the building. Most people just took selfies and left. And most of the myths that had been built up before have now been disproven. In other words, there's no evidence that the one police officer who died, he died for any reason related to anything that happened that day on January 6th. The only person who died that day was shot without any justification. Jonathan Turley was making that point today. I mean, look at
that. And that was Ashley Babbitt. And the cameraman that shot it was our reporter. He's been arrested.
Exactly. And it's extraordinary. I mean, you have the Minnesota case of the woman who mistook her gun for a taser. She's immediately prosecuted, and they have to put security around her house in fear that they're going to go and lynch her there in Minneapolis, effectively.
But they won't release the name of the shooter in D.C. of Ashley Babbitt.
For which there's simply no justification. There was no explanation from the Justice Department how that was a justified shooting. That was an on-the-spot summary execution, which is not allowed under the law, period. He wasn't confused between gun and taser. He didn't warn. She wasn't fleeing something. What they had was trespass and damage to property. That's not summary execution. And yet that is exactly what the Justice Department said is just fine. We have the most politically weaponized Justice Department in our modern history. These are people who make J. Edgar Hoover look like a beacon of independent, nonpartisan, ethical integrity. That is how bad it is. And it's just getting worse and worse, and they don't care. They don't care about the obvious, incredible discrepancy between treating minor trespassers. Some people that they're arresting didn't even go into the Capitol.
Well, why don't they care anymore? Because it's obvious I tried to stop the attack. It's obvious that I didn't know this was going to go down, that I don't have a motive. It makes me look horrible. The Capitol got attacked. But the FBI is in the Washington Post, and we know they are actively trying to build a case, just like they had the U.S. attorney who had to step down. He went on 60 Minutes and said, we're going to build the case for this. So they have the FBI telling us, we're going to build the case that Alex Jones and Roger Stone attacked the Capitol in a pre-planned deal with no evidence, no motive, and we didn't do it.
Correct. I mean, it's just open political weaponization of the process in ways that they don't even care about the limits of it. So, I mean, when you have someone like Ray, and again, this was sort of a weakness of Trump that Ray was ever appointed, is still the FBI director under Biden, they just think that they're beyond and above the law. And so far, that's the message that they have received from the institutional actors. They don't get punished by the media. They don't get punished by people in Washington. And consequently, that's who they are concerned with. They're concerned with pleasing and placating them. And so far, they've achieved that objective and are going to continue to double down and triple down on it. I mean, this goes all the way back to after the end of the Cold War, when they created PATCON to infiltrate militia movements to try to create violence so they could justify the extended surveillance state that they wanted to build, that they had started to build during the Cold War. They needed a new pretext for. This is just a different
variation.
Let's
talk about that, because you talked about this a year ago, 6 months ago. We talked about it, about using intelligence agencies on the people. We have Congressman Nunes, the Republican head of the deputy head of the Intelligence Committee in the House, saying, no, they're weaponizing the CIA and other agencies against Americans. It's illegal. Well, don't just believe Nunes. The Democrats, when we come back, will play it. They are saying that, no, we're going to have the CIA go after American citizens. So they're openly, they can't win a war in Afghanistan. They can't win one in Iraq or Syria. They want to start a war with 150 million gun owners?
Yeah, that's how insane it is. But that's the nature of these people. I mean, they want to use this as a new domestic terror laws that are more expansive and extensive than the Patriot Act ever could even think of being, to put Americans under scrutiny and skepticism, and then use the combination of the precedents they set in the lockdown context and use the pretext of what happened on January 6th as their reasons to do so. They want to. It's a statist mindset that says you should not only not allow your adversaries to have a public platform to speak, not only should you allow legal lawfare to be waged against them, but you should threaten to put them in prison and deprive them of their abilities to even leave their homes or own a gun. That's the mindset and mentality these
people
have.
Well, what I'm blown away by is some people are like, don't even support your reporter, you know, because you'll be connected to the, like, he went in there. He went in there and just videotaped. It's not some conspiracy. Sure, I didn't send him in there, but that doesn't matter. Even if I had sent him in there, other media is allowed in there. He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't attack anybody. He documented something. So where is this going, Barnes?
I mean, I think, well, it unless there's continuous attack, I'm hoping this is going to continue to accelerate. The only checkpoint is going to be the public pushing back. Now, we may get some part of that pushback in the jury trial in the Chauvin case. Either that Soviet-style show trial will get defused and rebutted, or it will be encouraged and incentivized, depending on what the jury decides in that case.
And that's my that's the next area we're going to cover is the Chauvin trial. You're a smart guy. You represent people killed by police. You've won a lot of cases. And there are some bad cops. I've got video here in Colorado. A mentally handicapped woman with Alzheimer's has lost her family, has something in her hand, forgets who she is. They beat her up. And, yeah, the cops are idiots, okay? But they're not our enemy. But she's white, so no one cares. So I want to talk about, with Robert Barnes, the Barnes Law, when we come back on the other side, what's going to happen to the Chauvin trial? Because we already had, like, what, five nights of riots, police stations burned down, buildings shot down. Can you imagine if Ashley Babbitt had burned down a police building? She did nothing. She's dead. But imagine that, what they would have done. So Robert Barnes, BarnesLawLLP.com, @Barnes_law on Twitter. And he also hosts some other great shows. We'll talk about internet censorship and so much more. But first, the Chauvin trial, how bad will it be? The inside baseball, ear to the ground with Robert Barnes. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. When I tell you to supplement your natural diet so you'll be healthier and fund the M4 at the same time, I'm not lecturing you. I eat too much red meat. I drink too much. I work too much. I have my own issues with stress. But I can tell you, without winter sun, without vitamin mineral fusion, without lung cleanse, all three of which I take every day, I would not be able to continue in what I do. These are amazing products. And if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals, you're not going to be able to function. In fact, you're going to die. That's why people starve for lack of food. These products have it all concentrated in one place for you to make sure that every essential vitamin mineral you need, you get. The D3, the K, in winter sun, and all of them together with amino acids in vitamin mineral fusion and then lung cleanse. Research it for yourself. It's amazing. They're all 50% off together, 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock for a limited time, and it funds the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Take the highway to the end of the night. End of the night. End of the night. Take a journey to the bright midnight.
All right, constitutional lawyer, Barnes is right up there at the top. He's got a lot of sources, a lot of research, but a lot of gravitas. And he's worried about the time bomb of the Chauvin trial and the George Floyd death. a tragedy. We're all sad about it, but now we learn enough fentanyl to kill three people. All these leftists wanting his head, the riots that have come from it causing so many problems, about taking over the police, about the UN having control. So as a constitutional lawyer, I got prosecuted, very judiciously, a lot of real cases where cops have done wrong and getting big judgments for black folks, you name it. Why are you saying this is such a fraud, and where do you see it going?
Two parts. One is that Chauvin had agreed to plead guilty to third-degree murder before the trial, and so that put him in jail potentially for 20 years. And it was Bill Barr who blew it up. And so if they were serious about getting an outcome that could meet the facts, they already had that in the bag, and they chose not to. So this is very much a Soviet-style show trial, simply because they refused to do a reasonable plea deal. And the trial is for public consumption almost entirely. The second, because they have Chauvin on tax and other issues, so Chauvin's going to jail no matter what. And that's why it's purely a show trial. The second part is the way they prosecuted the case. They've pursued theories of evidence that simply don't make sense. Basically, they've tried to prove the media's narrative, which is a fake narrative. Tried to pretend that the fentanyl was no big deal. You could just hop in a car and drive off with that amount of fentanyl in your system. Said 90% of the time, they're experts that smoking won't bother your lungs. Their heart, quote-unquote heart expert, who's a political hack, came in and said that having an oversized heart with 90% blockage in different parts of your heart is actually a sign of a good, healthy heart. Said that, you know, there wasn't a fentanyl in his mouth. There was gum in his mouth, even though it was found in the back of the squad car, was fentanyl with his saliva on it. So, I mean, just purporting, just trying to gaslight the jury and gaslight the world by having this Soviet-style show trial that's utterly unnecessary given the possible plea deal. Pursuing,
and we have him dropping the fentanyl out of his pockets on video.
Yes. Oh, exactly. I mean, it's, and they found the fentanyl in his system. And he did it before. He did it in 2019, a year before, when he got arrested, he got pulled over, he panicked, and did a sudden ingestion of a bunch of dangerous drugs. Almost died. They had to rush him to the hospital. And he barely survived. So pretending that this didn't happen, pretending that that he didn't do anything wrong, pretending that like this oh, it was only over $20. It wasn't over only $20. The reason why the police were called is because they couldn't get him to leave or return the money, and he seemed to be acting like he was high. That's why the police showed up, and the reason why he panicked is because he had felony possession of drugs in his car, sitting with his drug dealer, who faced major risk, and so he engaged in felony obstruction by trying to suddenly ingest.
And the drug dealer said, "I can't testify under the Fifth Amendment because I killed him."
Exactly. The other woman in the who testified could only testify as to some matters, and she said he kept nodding off the whole time, which was the sign of a guy who was already ODing before the police even arrived. And so, given what the facts are, what the evidence is, you dig in. Clearly, the heart condition had a major role. Clearly, the drug
intoxication. Well, yeah, the police have become like these custodians for all these drug addicts. I see police in Austin. They just clean up homeless poop, and then people spit at them. Who would want this job?
Oh, no doubt about it. And their other big problem is they've done extensive studies, and putting someone in a prone position with their neck on their – with a knee on their neck or back has almost never caused death. It just doesn't – and here with Floyd, he had no bruises, no abrasions. No damages to his muscles, no damages to the soft tissue, no damage to the ribs.
It just looked bad because he was ODing while he asked, put me on the ground. They did it.
And what they had, I think Chauvin's default when he faced fear was to use force. And I think that was the problem, but that's a civil problem, not a criminal problem.
But how do you ask police in hysterical positions? If they make a mistake, the books are on them. How do you even ask to have police then? Because this won't defund the police. The police are just going to fall apart now.
Well, look at what happened in Brainerd in the suburb of Minnesota. I mean, but for the Chauvin case, they probably take Dwayne Wright, put him on the ground, prone position. He gets arrested, goes to jail, end of story. But because they're paranoid that any force could be interpreted as excessive force, they have him right by the door, just trying to gently sort of put his arms behind his back. That's what allows him to break free. That's what allows him to get into the car and almost race off. That causes her to want to pull a weapon in the first place. And so the reason they use the prone position is because their own studies have shown it is much less risk than pulling a gun, than using a taser, than using a baton or other forms of physical force. and their government's own witnesses in the trial said they could have used a taser on Floyd. Well, then clearly they could have put him in a prone position. So it's all about
my issue is I don't care whether they're white or black. I see these crazy drug addicts everywhere all over Austin. We're supposed to babysit them and then kiss their ass so they fall down and die? I mean, it's so obvious he's whacked out of his brain.
Well, that's what one of the state's witnesses said. Said you could never use a prone position. Said basically you should pull him out of the back of the car, unhandcuff him, and wait for an Uber to pick him up to take him to jail.
But that's what's going to happen. What's going to happen is police slow roll all these communities. I guess the death rate just goes up, just like Chicago.
That's exactly what happens. I mean, well, you know what it is? We've seen this before. It's the late 1960s, early 1970s, when the civil rights movement went too far on the legal side, created too many perceived protections for defendants, and what happened was police withdrew. And what happened? A crime skyrocketed. That's how we get.
And let's be clear, you've won big cases where they torture somebody to death in the jail. There are some bad cops. You go after them, but this is not the case here.
No, it's not. I mean, that's just when you see all of the evidence, when you see all of the facts, when you see all of the data, it's clear what happened here was not.
And again, why do we care? If Floyd didn't deserve to die, we'd say it. I'm not glad he died. I'm just saying race war, burn down cities. What do you expect to happen? Gut level. How long? They won't say how long the trial goes. How long do you think it goes? What happens if he's found not guilty?
They've closed all evidence, so closing arguments are Monday. And here's the other problem is the venue. I mean, this makes the fugitive case look like small change. I mean, that was the famous Sam Shepard case where the inflamed jury pool led to his wrongful conviction. So, here you have a case where they had riots before the jury. Then they find out that the city's paying off $27 million to George Floyd's family during jury selection. And then during the trial, jury's supposed to deliberate while riots are happening related to the same subject matter in their city. This has never happened before. We've never had a jury supposed to deliberate and make a rational decision.
So this is the definition of an unfair trial.
Completely. I mean, it's a mockery of a fair
trial. So let me ask you this. We got a minute to break. What is the left looking for? Just rubber stamp what they want? Or
I think the left wants him hung. The left wants him legally lynched. And the left wants to show they can use and weaponize the prosecutorial process to validate and vindicate their media narratives to help push a particular politicized agenda.
Sure. So like anybody they want burned, they can burn.
Exactly. That's the point, to show this is what we can do when we can do it anytime we want, any place we want, even to a police officer. And if we can do it to a police officer, by golly, we can do it to any ordinary Joe.
Well, good thing I'm not a cop. If I show up, there's some giant dude on freaking drugs starting stuff. I mean, you're supposed to babysit this guy? I mean, God, I tell you, it's incredible. All right, Robert Barnes, we'll finish up. We got two more seconds with him. I want to get more into this, how he thinks we should counter this. And also we'll talk about all the internet censorship, Tucker Carlson, what's unfolding there. Russia, we're going to cover the waterfront when we come back.
I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this, the technocrats are really upping their game, and they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. Everything you warned your friends and family about has turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure is going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power, but the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it. Me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created
that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. We've got about 30 minutes left until our guest host takes over in the fourth hour today. Art Barnes, good friend of mine, our guest here. When I pull back from this and I see Democrat press secretary and Biden, the president, the puppet president, announce we're going to use the CIA and the other 15 intelligence agencies on the right wing. We're going to treat them as enemy combatants. I mean, that's like on a scale of 1 to 10 of tyranny, that's an 11. And then I saw yesterday, it broke last night, it's up on InfoWars.com, Nunes, Dems will weaponize intel community versus domestic extremists. And they define that as Tucker Carlson asking, if I take my vaccine, why can't I go outside? So I want to ask Robert Barnes about both those issues, both the, quote, intel community turned domestically against us, totally illegal under the National Security Act 1947, versus then the other academic question of, Congress can't question why we take the vaccine. We still can't go outside. So does it work or doesn't it? I mean, this is a murder of logic happening. Here's a few minutes of the ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, calling out what the Democrats have announced.
In the press release announcing this hearing, the Democrats accused the Trump administration of refusing to participate in open hearings on worldwide threats because President Trump allegedly didn't want agency heads to contradict his views of rival nations. But the real reason Trump officials didn't want to participate is that for years, the committee's Democrats hijacked our open hearings to advance conspiracy theories on the Trump administration being filled with Russian agents who colluded with Putin in the 2016 election, among many other issues. But I want to review just a few of those hearings. On March 20th, 2017, the Democrats repeatedly recited outlandish collusion fabrications from the discredited Steele dossier that the Democratic Party had actually paid for. offering a textbook lesson in McCarthyite smears. They sought to prove he was a nefarious Russian agent by invoking supposed evidence such as Trump trademarks in Russia, having visited Russia, and having a vodka friend in Russia. On July 19, 2018, in an open hearing aimed at raising awareness of the threat to U.S. research and innovation pushed by communist China, the Democrats called an immediate vote to subpoena the interpreter of the Helsinki summit between Trump and Putin, which was the subject of some bizarre Democrat conspiracy theory that week. When their entire Russian collusion hoax imploded, one that they had developed, Special Counsel Mueller found no collusion. Democrats on the left simply moved on to hold hearings to impeach the president over a conversation he had with the Ukrainian president that had no intelligence component whatsoever. Naturally, after Inspector General Horowitz found 17 major omissions and mistakes in the FBI's FISA warrant applications to spy on U.S. citizen Carter Page, a warrant the Democrats had championed, the Democrats did not find the topic worthy of a hearing, even though this committee's duty is to monitor the intelligence community for abuses. The Democrats simply accepted the word of the officials were supposed to be overseeing that the malfeasance cataloged by Inspector General Horowitz, including lies and mistruths told to the FISA court by the FBI, as well as the doctoring of an email by an FBI official, were immediately rectified and no further action was needed. Based on these experiences, we have little reason to hope that the Democrats have any interest in using today's hearing to fulfill the committee's core missions, to ensure the intelligence community is properly resourced and to monitor it for abuses. Instead, we expect the Democrats will encourage the further weaponization of intelligence community against so-called domestic extremists, amongst other conspiracy theories. The Democrats see political benefits in characterizing wide swaths of American citizens, particularly Republicans and conservatives, as politically suspect, politically violent, and deserving of government surveillance. However, I remind those assembled here today that our intelligence community exists solely to counteract foreign threats. History shows that major abuses occur when our intelligence capabilities are turned inward to spy on our own citizens. From the FBI spying on Martin Luther King Jr. in the 1950s and 60s to its surveillance of Republican Party members in 2016. This is a red line that simply cannot be crossed. In fact, this committee was created in large part to ensure that that line should not be crossed. That's why it's concerning the Biden administration has directed the DNI to lead a report on domestic violent extremism. It's also worrying to see a growing number of classified products from the NCTC focused on U.S.-based individuals with no foreign influence or connection.
All right. So this is a big, big deal. Long clip. Appreciate Barnes holding during that. But, I mean, like you said, red line, cross the Rubicon. For folks who don't know, this is our government saying we're Nazi, we're KGB. I mean, explain out to people how big this is.
Oh, I mean, what they want the domestic terror panel to do is to have all the Patriot Act powers that right now only apply to foreign terrorists to apply to domestic, quote unquote, terrorists. And their definition of terrorism is pretty much anybody who disagrees with them. So that's the problem. And they want to use the January 6th cases as the.
So they're declaring the American people terrorists.
That's exactly right. Anybody who's our opponent is now a terrorist. You're not a terrorist if you're Antifa and you try to burn down buildings every night. You're not a terrorist if you're BLM and you're trying to raid police precincts every night. You're not a terrorist if you're part of any of the groups throughout since 2015 that have been beating up Trump supporters and others.
Yeah, they want to triangulate BLM, Antifa, and the FBI and use the military on the people. Don't they get that'll cause an internal civil war guaranteed?
Well, the real model they're looking at is not so much the communist Soviet model, but is the fascist model of the 1930s. So
exactly. They want to knot of the long knives. They want to, yeah.
You have your paramilitary supporters that are outside of the governmental structure that can do things that you can't do, that you can use as a pretext and a predicate to do what you want to do. You create false flags events, you stage events, or you exaggerate events. I mean, amazing. The January 6th event is basically being treated like the Reichstag fire. So it's the same, except there was less violence and less damage. But it's the same kind of
mythology. But don't
they get
what that's going to trigger? I mean, this is not going to go. This is not 1933 Germany.
Well, but the dangerous side with these people is that they are intoxicated with power, but that's only matched by their degree of ineptitude and incompetence. These are the same people that are rattling.
Yeah, they're starting a fight with an 8,000-pound gorilla.
Exactly. I mean, these are people who are trying to trigger World War III over eastern Ukraine. While they're busy rattling the cage in Ethiopia, rattling the cage in Taiwan, rattling the cage in Bolivia, rattling the cage in Venezuela, they're just rattling the cage with Iran with different positions depending on what day it is. I mean, the Biden administration doesn't know what it's doing. That's the international community's interpretation. One minute he's begging Putin for a summit. The next minute he's sanctioning them and threatening to send troops and send our ships in right next to Russian ships.
And that's what caused Russians in the early 60s to defect to us, because they saw Khrushchev acting like a maniac. Our leaders are acting worse than Khrushchev right now.
By far, by a long mile. In other words, Putin looks completely reasonable compared to the way Biden is behaving. Putin's not changing his mind every other day.
He's cutting defense budgets. He's asking for détente.
Great. Oh, exactly. That's, he's done all the way through. And he just wants the Minsk Accords to apply in Ukraine. But we are really on the verge. There are people within the deep state apparatus. The way to think of this is a lot like they challenged Kennedy in the early 60s. And Kennedy was strong enough to push back. I mean, that's when Operation Northwoods was proposed. Kennedy was wise enough to stop it. It doesn't look like Biden is even awake enough to stop it. And so
you'll have the floor in the last segment. Explain Operation Northwoods for don't know. What the deep state wants, how much danger we're in, because everybody can feel it, you can see it, and they've got giant FBI task forces out, all the borders wide open, they're human smuggling, trying to set me up to put me in jail. That doesn't scare me, but Bob, it scares me for the country. That, I mean, this is, like, they have like hundreds of police to shut down churches in Canada. What's going on here in 30 seconds?
It's a mindset of complete control. The goal is complete control. The same thing we're seeing with the lockdowns under the guise of a pandemic, the use of mandatory vaccines, but that don't really seem to have sort of the function they're supposed to. So you have to get two of them, you have to get three of them, you have to get four of them, you still have to wear masks, still socially distance, et cetera. Along with what they're rattling the cage around the world in all these locations, it's about total control, but it's total control by people who do not have a moral compass and do not have the intellectual abilities to make that even serve the
empire. And they didn't even build the empire. We'll be right back.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship in your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready. for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm not a Russophile. I'm not an Anglophile. But I love God. And I love America. This is where I came from. You can make fun of my country all you want. I'm proud of it. But at least I owe allegiance to something. But I'll tell you this. Russia didn't start a fight with Napoleon. They didn't start a fight with Hitler. And they didn't start a fight with America. And we have ruthless, evil criminals moving heavy troops in and threatening Russia and lying on the news and saying Russia is engaged in provocations. And as Robert Barnes just said earlier, it is insanity to engage. It's one thing to go bully Iraq. I was against it, but it's not going to kill everybody. It's one thing to go in Afghanistan. But there's a paradox here, Barnes. He says, oh, now we're going to pull out the 20th anniversary of 2022. We're going to pull out the 20th anniversary of the official war in Afghanistan, but he's starting a war with Russia. You've got your ear to the ground. What's really going on here?
Well, it's two things. One, I'll give the administration credit, the media credit, for taking Trump's success negotiating a peace deal that had us leaving Afghanistan May 1st. He basically decides to renege, go out by May 1st, and delay for at least 6 months when we're supposed to be going out. But the media portrays it as, oh, Biden agrees to finally get us out of Afghanistan, when what he was really doing was violating the peace treaty that Trump managed to get signed, first president in 20 years to get such a peace deal in Afghanistan. So that's extraordinary media coverage. It's not clear whether we're ever actually going to be out.
And by the way, I read the diplomatic stuff. It's in the diplomatic publications that where they talk like real people, like they know we're not reading it. They're like, Trump actually did an incredible job. God, his goodwill. We actually ought to go with this. I mean, they actually secretly admire Trump.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, because he actually managed to successfully keep the world at peace to a greater degree than any president in the post-Cold War era. Managed to be the first one not to start a new war in forever.
So is that a feather in Biden's cap that he begrudgingly more and more is adopting a few Trump things?
To some extent, because it's simply the realistic outcome. But it's not clear how much he's really sticking to it, because he changes his mind every other day. So, I mean, you see it.
You were saying that before the break. You've got a lot of context. I do as well. They say Biden has to be drugged up to even give a speech. They say he's gone. What happens?
Well, everybody was always worried historically that you have some president who's out of it, that president will push the red button. The bigger problem is when the president's so out of it that somebody nuts around him will push the big red button. And he has an extraordinary number of dangerously incompetent, aggressive people in key positions of
power.
I was
about to say, you look at all his people, they're well-known drug addicts, perverts, weirdos, who are like getting off on destruction.
There are people who have a certain who think that they sort of they should have a hegemonic control of the world, sort of have an imperialistic existentialism, to quote the Shadow of Kissinger book about Kissinger himself. But they take it to a whole new level. These are the people that were the worst actors during the Obama administration. These were the incompetent versions of Obama's people.
Well, that's it. They run America now, but they still have an existential envy of America and a hatred of it, even though they've actively conquered it through fraud. I don't like, if I conquered something, it would then be mine. I wouldn't hate what I'd just taken over. I don't get that.
There are people whose mindset mentality is that they uniquely have the moral objective of the world and no one else does, and that they should exercise power to achieve it and attain it. They're all mini Hillary Clintons. That's the best way to understand it. They're just mini Hillary Clintons, but I mean, unbelievably less competent than she was. These are the people who got us into Syria. These are the people who got us into Libya. These are the people who kept us in Afghanistan, kept us in Iraq. These are the people who destabilized Honduras, destabilized Latin America continually and consistently, and now they want to do so on a global scale. And that's why they go back and they either want to play.
But that's what I've learned about a leftist. They will attack even when it doesn't help them because they think that's a power move. They don't even get that it's not.
Exactly, because they are like a dumbed-down sort of version of Kissinger, who believed in exercising power simply to show the world that you had it, even if it had no moral objective tied to it. These are people who believe in that, but based on their own delusional viewpoint. And that's why they're doing the crazy things. They really think, you know, they think a war between Ukraine and Russia would be a good idea, when that would be a disaster. They were the ones who wanted to put U.S. ships right next to Russian ships in the Black Sea, which was inviting World War III. These are people who are supporting destabilization in all parts of the world because they favor destabilization just to show their power. That's why they are.
Because totally they don't have power.
Absolutely. And that's why one day they want to be tough with Iran. The next day they want to be soft with Iran. One day they want to be
tough
with Iran.
Yeah, why are they starting a fight with Russia but then kissing Iran's ass? Russia's like 50 times more dangerous.
Because they want to play kingmaker in the Mideast. So that's why they'll be back and forth on Iran on a given day. They want to see
exactly
Iran
in some lower level conflict they can play God in, but then they start a fight with a real power.
Exactly. And they had this mentality throughout the Obama administration. They saw Israel not as an ideological threat, but simply as not a sufficiently.
And by the way, I don't even respect a lot of generals and a lot of top people. Some I do, but at least they've been like in 20 tours and combat and killed people. It's all a bunch of weird Harvard women want to have war with Putin because they're going to show a man. It doesn't even make sense. It's insane. It's like putting a woman in the ring with Mike Tyson in 1989. It's not even reality-based.
Oh, not at all. I mean, like, the stuff with Russia was insane. I mean, Russia's military is bigger and better equipped than the entire EU put together. So the idea that Ukraine is going to compete with them is just nuts. But the idea that we're going to get involved in the middle of it with the second largest nuclear power in the world just does not make sense.
Well, 20 million Russians died in World War II. They're ready to die. That's the problem.
Yeah, deeply nationalistic country, deeply proud of their country. That's who Putin really is. He's Russia's version of Trump. That's why the deep state hates him. And it's just insane. We should be aligning with Russia on key foreign policy.
I agree, and I feel the danger for my family, and it pisses me off, Barnes, that we're literally having some type of pissing contest with these weird liberals because Putin's Christian and Russia's Christian now, so they see it like the Midwest. They want to blow it up.
Absolutely. They want everybody's either an enemy or a vassal. They don't see any difference in between. And that's a dangerous mindset to have when it's combined with people who are not intellectually competent or capable.
And let's remember, Pelosi said, I should have been there on January 6th where she was. I beat everybody up. Some 80-year-old woman. It's bizarre.
Completely. It's basically a combination of spoiled kids who lived in and bubbled lefty environment, and you combine, and now they have lots of power. They have lots of guns, lots of.
They're a bunch of people on psychotropics, drinking liquor, on other designer drugs, who now are delusional and want to play war.
Well, exactly. It's like a 3-year-old taking LSD and finding daddy's gun in the garage. It's a bad combination, and that's what we have. These are the people who have the trigger of world war in their hands every day, and Biden doesn't know whether he's awake or asleep on a given day as to what he's going to do. One minute he's going to expand the refugee cap, the next minute he isn't. One minute he's going to build the wall, the next minute he's not. One minute he's going to fight with Russia, the next minute he's not. One minute he's going to bomb Iran, the next minute he's going to do a deal with Iran, capitulate. You never know which one you're getting because you have power freaks.
And we saw with the Chinese 3 weeks ago with the Secretary of State. With Trump, they kissed his ass. What was all that disrespect about? They just know, I guess, we're a joke.
Well, that whole speech was a joke. I mean, basically, Trump was always smart. He was always publicly respectful of foreign leaders, and he didn't meddle in their internal affairs. He simply, I'm here to protect America's interest, and that's how we're going to do deals. And that thus, they may not have liked him, but they respected him. Biden, they don't respect, because he doesn't come in saying, I'm going to protect America's ideals. He comes in and lectures them about some local internal issue. They have no interest in hearing the lecture, particularly from a Biden administration that's busy locking up its political opponents related to the January 6th event, denying them basic core constitutional and human rights on a daily basis, whether it's bail or other thing, a bail or speedy trial or right to evidence or you name it. So in that context, they have no respect for him. They have no respect for his administration. They're people who think they're supposed to be the king of the hill. They're supposed to run the playground, and they're basically little nerds with nutty ideas. So that you just got to make sure they don't bring a crazy bomb to school. So that's the mindset that the world sees these people as.
Exactly. They don't even get they run the country. That's their power now. They want to suppress their own power and then show off to other people. And they go, you're an idiot. The Russians, the Chinese go, you're morons. If you're powerful, you make your country powerful. That makes you more powerful. But they have the needle dick syndrome.
Yeah. Oh, very much. Little guy syndrome. So you have these people and disproportionately a lot of Hillary types. Victoria Nuland, who went to bed with Nazis to overthrow the Ukrainian government, is now back in the administration. So the Jake Sullivan has a major role. He was part of the B team that was part of all of the destabilization in Syria and Libya. So these are the idiots that are back. They don't think they made a mistake in the past. They think they should have done more of the same thing. So that's the mindset. You have a bunch of regime change supporters who want to be king of the hill, who want to be seen as king of the hill, who value destabilization solely for the basis of destabilization.
Because they love to watch Rome burn because they can't build things. They can only destroy things. And they love running America down while they destroy the rest of the planet. They're anti-human. You're going to be hosting the Sunday show 4 to 6 p.m. I'll be filing some reports from the border. Robert Barnes, what's that new show you're hosting with that other lawyer? I really like it. I've been watching it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So it's on Locals, vivabarneslaw.locals.com. Where we do some deep state episodes, hush hush episodes, and then we do a show with Viva Fry. That's the show is based on YouTube every Sunday 7 p.m. Eastern time and every Wednesday 7 p.m. Eastern.
All right, amazing. Thank you so much. Hour number 4 with a special guest host.
It's hard to believe that we're already into the middle of April, and our borders collapsing, and world governments being announced, and Joe Biden's coming after our guns and trying to start a war with Russia, but told China they could take over Hong Kong and Taiwan. So China's done a blockade around Taiwan and is threatening to invade Hong Kong. They already sent troops into Hong Kong. This is madness. And our government's been hijacked now by these globalists, and they're trying to shut us down. They took our sponsors away a long time ago. But you sponsor us by buying products direct. So these are already great products you need. Whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, or whether it's Winter Sun, or whether it's Lung Cleanse, they're all 40% off individually, 50% off when you order them in combos or together. But regardless, it funds the InfoWar, which is the reason you win. So this critical time in history with all this craziness happening, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to remind you, these are products you and your family already need, and they fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So take advantage of these products today. Find them at InfoWarsStore.com.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Syndicated talk show host, Stu Peters, does a great job on Fridays. He's about to take over. I'm Alex Jones. Owen Schroer will be reporting live from the border, 3 to 6 p.m. I'm about to go on a plane and be down there in a few hours. As we speak, I'm going to leave here, drive over, get on a plane. I'll be there at 5 or 6 tonight. But I see this. You know, I'm not happy when a black kid dies, a white kid dies. I don't care. Asian, whatever. I see a human. But, man, every day I see the mainstream media, the corporate globalists that are robbing us, destroying us, engage in deception. So here's a new article from Infowars.com. CBS deceptively edits gun out of Adam Toledo's body cam footage. So there's two black kids, like 13 and whatever, 14, shooting guns at passing cars. The cops get called. You know, black people called them. And the kid's waving guns around. He gets shot and killed. So what does CBS do? They edit out the video of the gun. God almighty, man. This is the establishment claiming they're woke, claiming they're trying to save people, and then editing out that people are pointing guns at you. I'm surprised only one person's gotten killed in Minnesota after 5 days of insane rampaging. You know, it's just incredible. But these people do this because they've gotten away with it. I'm not talking about the poor black kid that's dead. You know, he's taught that's cool, go out and do it. It's the media trying to cover it up so they can have new riots over these cops. And I'm not a sadistic person. But what if the police unions got together and just said, we're not going to respond to these neighborhoods anymore? Well, that's wrong to the old lady who happens to be black who's getting raped or robbed. That's wrong to the store getting robbed. It's actually the black folks who'll tell you, calling people in their neighborhoods to try to protect them. But the Democrats go one further. They want your guns while they have bodyguards and don't want you to be able to protect yourself. You know, in Minneapolis, it happened last year, they cut the funding of the police massively. And then they hired for millions of dollars private bodyguards 24/7 for the city council. And they didn't see any irony in that. They didn't see any paradox. They saw nothing. So I'm not going to kiss the police's ass because I've run into overzealous ones that have been jerks to me. Nobody's perfect. People are people. Some cops are great. Some are bad. It's our system. It's due process. But I would not want the police job. If it paid $100,000 a year, it's at about $55,000 on average. I would not take it because the society is collapsing. But I still thank the officers that still do the job because if they weren't there, especially in areas where they've taken the guns like Chicago and Detroit and Maryland, you know, all these places, Baltimore, can you imagine in Chicago if there weren't police with all this going on? But, you know, it would kind of burn itself out in a few months, though. You'd have hundreds of thousands dead. There would probably wouldn't be one white person killing a black person. It's so sad. All right, we'll be filing reports Saturday. I'm going to the border at band.video and Infowars.com. Syndicated radio host Stu Peters is about to take over. Real Stu Peters on Twitter. And, of course, other websites you can find and check out where he's doing a great job. And you've got the War Room coming up today at 3 p.m. and just about an hour from now. But redvoicemedia.com is Stu Peters' website. Please don't forget, I pay my crew well. We have satellite uplinks, our own servers, our own systems. Mike Lindell's launching his own big thing next week. I'm giving it total support. He spent $10 million trying to launch that. It takes money to do this on your own. So we need money. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. The sale on Vitamineral Fusion ends Sunday. Winter Sun, all that's critical for your immune system. We also have the lung cleanse, and we also have in-game Blueprint for Global Enslavement, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And people wanted it back in print. I printed 20,000 of them. They've almost already sold out. It covers the entire globalist agenda. All right. We got Stu Peters about to take over for the next 55 minutes, and then Owen Schroer from the epicenter of the $530 million no-bid contract illegal alien smuggling center. And in about 3 hours, I'll be on the ground covering it all. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Facebook doesn't want the truth out there, of course. As you know, the New York Post story about the Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Khan Cullors, who went on a $3.2 million real estate spending spree, landing herself right in the middle of a neighborhood consisting of over 88% white people. The irony. We're going to get to that because there's a lot to talk about there. As a matter of fact, I don't know how deep we really have to dive there. You're an educated people. You can see that hypocrisy as it stares us right in the face. But that's because we think on our own. We use facts over feelings, truth over lies. We deal with reality, not fantasy, and we aren't buying into the lies intended for the division. As the sworn enemy to America attempts to use civil unrest for all-out war to topple our entire political system and install an authoritarian rule where everyone is subservient to the state. We know this, but these are her sworn enemies. These are the people that Patrice Khan Cullors claims to have been oppressed by for her entire life. These are the people that she blames for the struggles of impoverished black people and minorities in the United States. These are the people that she blames for blacks being killed by police officers across the country, as she ignores the fact that almost every single one of them is a career criminal. These people are getting shot by the police, are dying by the swords that they live by. I'm not in any way suggesting that the loss of any life isn't completely tragic. But I'm not going to sit here and apologize for acknowledging that prior to the shooting of, say, Dante Wright, for example, in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Wright was just living the normal day-to-day, everyday life of a career criminal chasing fast cash, gangbanging, selling and using street drugs. And BLM and anyone else that's victimizing Wright or making him a martyr for blacks is an ignorant fool that's been manipulated by the rich elite white people running the successful PSYOP from the highest levels of our government. BLM doesn't want to talk about Patrice Khan Cullors and her new real estate acquisitions. But they also don't want to talk about Dante Wright's criminal history. They don't want to talk about him pressing a gun into the body of a robbery victim as he demanded that they give up their possessions. They don't want to talk about that. He was a violent criminal, and the fact is, the world is a better place in his absence. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I heard one guy, a conservative at that, immediately going after the cop. Here's what I'll say to these people. What happened to due process? I mean, a city manager in that city was fired by the mayor for even mentioning that the officer was entitled to due process in America. Can you imagine that? Now, from a race-baiting, fact-denying, low-life parasite like this mayor, I expect that from CNN, from MSNBC, and the rest of the bought and paid for major broadcast networks, the state-controlled communist media. This is the narrative that I expect to hear, and it doesn't surprise me when I hear them talking like that. But conservatives? Get your mind right. That cop worked in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota for 26 years. Brooklyn Center, for those of you that don't know, is an extension of North Minneapolis. And I can reasonably assert, because of my experience, that the majority of suspects and complainants that that officer dealt with in her almost three decades as a cop were black people. These are facts. Put your feelings in your back pocket for a second. This is being called intentional now. This appears to have been a mistake and a tragic one, albeit. One person will never breathe again because of that shooting, and I'm not minimizing that, but the actions of Dante Wright are directly responsible for the end result. And he's dead solely because he was a violent criminal that carried and used guns to commit heinous crimes against persons. He resisted arrest. He attempted to jump back into a vehicle, which could have resulted in imminent great bodily harm or death to any of those cops at that scene or any innocent bystander that happened to be in the immediate area, period. And we don't know what was in that car. We don't know if those officers had information from a confidential informant that that gun-toting gangbanger called Dante Wright kept his weapon underneath that driver's seat. We just don't know. But here's what we do know. The absence of due process is necessary for the absence of the rule of law. And the absence of the rule of law is necessary for the installation of a totalitarian rule. On another day, the talk can be had about underqualified people being pushed into positions of stature, positions of authority, positions of leadership based on their gender or the color of their skin. This whole woke thing is out of control. And if you ask for my personal opinion, I'll just tell you, affirmative action has done more to harm the success of individuals, businesses, and this country than it has done good. Again, that's a conversation we can have a whole nother day, and I would entertain taking callers right here on Bandless.tv. I'll do it next Friday if you want me to, hearing from anyone or arguing that point until I'm blue in the face, because I'm not dealing with simply little lovey-dovey feelings here. I'm dealing with facts, and nobody's entitled to their own set of facts. So we have to discuss the narratives, because in order to recognize the hostile takeover of our country, we have to be able to identify the enemy, and Black Lives Matter is an enemy of America, plain and simple. Antifa is an enemy of freedom and wants to destroy our republic. They're fascists. It's important to understand their history. This group was formed in the 1930s in communist Germany. Look into it. It's important. You'll understand a whole lot more. People, these are not, what do they call themselves? Do-gooders. These aren't people that care about black people. We know that. Patrice Cotton Cullors is not a person that genuinely cares about struggling minorities in urban ghettos. And the same applies to people like Ibram Kendi and anyone else that lives the silver spoon life, multiple degrees, private school educations, married to a doctor, or all of them like him, like Ibram Kendi. He doesn't know what struggling looks like. He never struggled for a day in his life. So Facebook and Black Lives Matter have made it clear that they want to hide. They don't want the public knowing their true colors because this impacts their bottom line. The truth magnifies their lies. The truth exposes their corruption. The truth is that these people are all about compliance through fear and enrichment by the same method. You will contribute to BLM because if you don't, you won't be represented by your elected officials. You won't be represented because they've been manipulated to say certain things to be propelled to higher levels within politics with the same goal as the rest of them. They are self-serving politicians. They're compromised. They're bought and paid for. And these are the people that are controlling your law enforcement. These are the people deciding whether to fund or defund, whether to allocate or not allocate resources for protection in your neighborhoods. And the strings being pulled for these puppets are being manipulated by the fastest growing and most well-funded political beast in the world. And that's Black Lives Matter, the enemy of freedom, the enemy of liberty, the enemy of America. Who wants to get rid of the police? Who wants to wage war on law enforcement? Criminals. Criminals are the only element of any society that would actually wish for law enforcement to be less effective. I mean, argue. I'll wait. Why would any law-abiding citizen want the cops to go away? It wouldn't, and they don't. We don't. Black Lives Matter is a criminal enterprise, and they don't even try to hide from it. But here's where it really gets sick. We've talked about the pedophilia and child sex trafficking going on in Hollywood, and it's no secret that criminals don't investigate criminals, which is why Washington is not going to do a thing about it, because they're implicated as well. They're guilty of the same crimes, and child sex trafficking runs rampant in our government. It all comes back to our kids. These people want to hurt our kids because they're the enemy, and hurting children, the most sacred gifts from God, is the work of the devil. So let's look at the national poster child here for for Black Lives Matter. Let's look at this guy who's all over Axios and everywhere else, the guy doing media interviews and featured all over the national advertising for BLM. Here's an investigative report by redvoicemedia.com that the media absolutely will not touch. This will be drowned out and suppressed unless you say something, unless you share it and make people aware. This will go nowhere. But this guy, Chaz Lawrence Neal, featured all over BLM advertising, was just arrested in Minneapolis on a warrant stemming from sex with minors. This is the guy the criminals want to prop up right out in front of the wide open. Multiple arrests stemming from sex abuse of kids. The people burning down your city, looting your corner store, the people assaulting the police and assassinating cops across the country, targeting your neighborhoods, the minority of the minority screwing it up for the majority of the minority. They don't actually represent black people because they don't care about black people. We already know that they're funding the murder of unborn babies and killing kids in impoverished black and brown neighborhoods across the country every single day. We're going to get into more of that in just a minute. But now they're having sex with your kids. It's your support. Back on Ban This TV, just a minute. My name is Stu Peters.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Redvoicemedia.com. Now, Facebook and Twitter and the mainstream media won't bring it to your attention if they're actually going to go out of their way to cover it up, to ignore this, to protect these people. We know they're bought and paid for. The communists have taken over and they're coming for our kids, literally. This isn't hyperbole. They're having sex with your kids, these BLM people. You know, according to an article by Cassandra Fairbanks, this is something that we really need to look at over at the Gateway Pundit. We keep talking about the January 6th insurrection. We keep talking about, how this thing was a big setup. It was. We're talking about cops being jailed for shooting people, but then in the same breath, we're hearing about an unarmed patriot, a Trump supporter called Ashley Babbitt, that was allegedly, we're being told, shot by a cop in the Capitol building. In the Capitol building. That cop has yet to be identified. Not only that, but there will be no charges against the cop that supposedly shot this unarmed Ashley Babbitt. Now, we talked on my show, Patriotically Correct, with Lauren Witzke, who gave a first-person account of what happened on the Capitol grounds after having her segment cut on other networks, supposedly conservative networks. When she tried to sound the alarm about that, she said that she was 100% confident that the violence was incited by Pelosi and Schumer, who used the Capitol Police to do it. When you take a look at the facts, cities across America are burning because violent criminals are dying after having contact with cops. But the officer that supposedly shot Ashley Babbitt, a veteran of the United States Armed Forces, a Trump-supporting patriot, has yet to be named and won't be. This is a big deal, but it gets even bigger. Because after that shot, all of the cops just walked away. Someone ordered those cops to walk away. This is dirty as hell. And even the New York Times is admitting the cops were ordered to stand down, yet the DOJ and the FBI are out here harassing, tracking down fervently, arresting, indicting innocent Americans. The police invited these people into the building. They walked through a door opened by authority figures and are now being labeled terrorists, facing significant and serious jail time, prison time. We talked to a journalist on Patriotically Correct. It's over at redvoicemedia.com. His name is Sean Witzman. He's going through this. He was just there documenting it all. Recording everything. This is a big deal. And there are thousands of stories like this. Why isn't the media telling you about Felicia Knoll? Do you know who that is? Well, going back to this, the story that I was talking about in the Gateway Pundit that Cassandra Fairbanks put out, nobody would have ever known about it had it not been for this article. But Felicia, she was involved with a really bad, a bad car accident. And she was almost killed. She had her whole face ripped off. And she started traveling the country now with her brother. Her and her brother are, you know, driving around, and they heard that the president was going to be speaking on the 6th of January. And so they took a detour and they went there. Felicia walked inside of an open door, a door that was already open, was in there very briefly, and then walked back out. She has been, her story is absolutely incredible, and she joins us right now. Felicia, welcome to the Alex Jones Show, bandthis.tv.
Hello.
Tell us about what happened. The FBI in a Gestapo-style raid has now raided the house. Took you to jail.
Yeah, so on February 11th, I was woken from my sleep. There was a dozen fully armed FBI agents specifically blocking off my entire road with their vehicles and surrounding my house. They took me out at gunpoint and then proceeded to take me to their compound and then to a local private prison.
Okay, so they took you to prison. You're looking at 36 years in prison. You've been a single mother for the last 2 years. Jobs. You were in a serious accident that almost broke your vertebrae. And so now you're looking at these 36 years. You walked in and out of an open door. But most importantly here, what I took away from our conversation previously was that you left what you thought was a peaceful rally. And then you got back to your hotel room. And what happened when you got back to your hotel room? What did you see when you turned on the TV?
Well, people knew that I was there. So I turned on the TV and my phone starts since it received service again. There was no service for anyone that entire time there. So no one knew what was going on. But immediately upon returning to my hotel, before their curfew of 6 p.m. or something was even started. The news had already had photos. They already had a story out, and it was shell-shocking to see the difference of what was experienced in person and what the news is putting out there. Still, currently, yeah, the story hasn't changed.
We're trying to battle with some sort of an audio deal here, and I don't know what that buzzing is that we're hearing, but we're going to do our best to work through this because your story is really important. So you get back to your hotel room, and this thing has already put together an entire story about how violent this thing was and about how there was this huge insurrection and basically painting Trump supporters as this group of heathens that just took over the Capitol building, completely interrupted Congress. But really what they were doing was they were trying to cover for a meeting that they really wanted to not have, that they wanted to be interrupted, and that was the certification of a completely fraudulent election. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. And the people, it just, nothing makes sense. And you can do as much research as you want, and the more research you do, the more contradictions you find.
So if you had a microphone and you were to tell the entire world right now about your experience and the takeaway from it, you're looking at 36 years in prison for going on a road trip with your brother. You've done nothing criminal. You have never hurt anybody. You've never previously been arrested in your entire life. This is the first time that you were in jail. You were taken to a private prison. You weren't allowed a phone call. You weren't allowed a shower for 5 days. If you had a microphone that you could tell the entire world about your experience right now, what would you tell everybody about this?
I think that's a hard one. There's a lot. People need to take action, and I don't mean violently. I mean with their voice. We still have our amendments, and we still have freedom of speech. It's being censored, but don't let that deter you. Call your representatives. Do things other than social media, like speak out. It's all my friends that have seen what has happened to me tell me how shocked they are. They're like, if this can happen to you, this can happen to me. And that's exactly right. If it wasn't me, it's going to be somebody else. And it will be somebody else tomorrow and the day after.
Silencing of political opposition is what this is. And your story is incredible. I mean, it's unfathomable that this is happening. But the really scary part here, Felicia, is that this is happening to thousands of people. There are thousands of people in your shoes, really. We were able to track you down to make this appearance. But, you know, I don't think that people really quite understand the full magnitude of what is going on here, that this is a complete psyop being perpetuated on the American people that has twisted and manipulated the facts surrounding what happened on the 6th of January. They were talking about impeaching a president based on speech that incited violence when he specifically said out of his mouth to be peaceful and patriotic. When you heard him say to be peaceful and patriotic, did you somehow take that as go be violent and take over the Capitol building, interrupt Congress and shut down the meeting?
No, and his speech, I don't think, according to the timeline, had even ended before the original breach.
Yeah. Hang on just a couple of seconds, because we're going to come back and talk to you just a little bit more. There's some other really gruesome and gory details about the story for Felicia here in a way that you can help her out as we come back with more of the Alex Jones Show at BanThis.tv. My name is Stu Peters from Red Voice Media. We'll be right back.
You know, listeners call into the show and they thank me, and it makes me feel pathetic because I sit there and I beg you for support constantly, for prayer, for financial support, and for word of mouth, and we're all in this together. And, it gets old having to come to you and say, hey, I got great products, please buy them or we won't be here on air. But it's true. We're the only media organization in the United States that promotes liberty at this level that is not beholden to the big corporate sponsors. And they've harassed and almost shut down everybody else. They've crippled all the other groups. And we're still here. And as this whole new world order comes out in the open, our credibility's going up. That's why we've got to be taken off air. That's why America has got to be taken down. You can't have all these other nations enslaved and America's still quasi-free. You can't have InfoWars has been proven right being on air with all the craziness that's about to unfold. Because if you think stuff's bad now, just get ready. So thank you all. And get an InfoWarsStore.com. Get some great 2020 election shirts, supplements, and so much more. They're wonderful products, and they support the InfoWar. Thank you.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity. And what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta. And you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN.
whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocking pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters from RedVoiceMedia.com here with Felicia Canold, who had a Gestapo-style raid. Dozens of FBI agents took her out of her bed at gunpoint, in her pajamas, ARs in her face. She's never been to jail before. She's not a criminal. She walked through an open door at the Capitol on the 6th of January, battling with some audio issues here, but welcome back to Bandness.TV. We know that they're lying. We know that it's fake. We know that it was a setup. And, you know, the globalists have also impacted crowdfunding for people that are in her position, making it impossible for her to get legal representation, making it impossible for people like her to get any kind of relief or freedom whatsoever. While at the same time, Kamala Harris, you know, when she was a candidate, she was, directing people to the Minnesota Freedom Fund to get rioters out of jail, people that are actually hurting people, burning down your city, taking your corner stores out, assaulting people in their alleyways, targeting and assassinating police officers, all over the country. We see the hypocrisy from the radicals that are wanting to take over our country. So to help her out, her crowdfunding, by the way, has been taken down. So the GoFundMe people and all these people from these different places, they've taken down her thing. They've made it impossible for her to raise money, for her to get some help from legal counsel. So if you want to help Felicia, Felicia, that you have a Venmo that was set up, and that is Felicia-Canold, K-O-N-O-L-D. Dash one. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that we were battling with some of these audio issues. And, I just want to make sure that people get your help and, get help to you if they should feel that that is something that they can do. Because what you're going through, obviously, is a horrible representation of the attack on our freedom, the attack on our democracy, and the attack on conservatives as they try to choke out every last remaining pro-conservative, pro-freedom, pro-liberty voice that is here, and specifically Christians. So God bless you, and we will be thinking a lot about you and following up on your story as it continues. Appreciate it. What we also know about the lying and fake news mainstream media, the state-controlled Communist Party-funded radical and narcissistic Don Lemons and Chris Cuomos of the world won't tell you about the shocking reality surrounding the dangers associated with the so-called COVID vaccine. They'll ignore, suppress, and refuse to report on the deadly side effects being experienced by so many Americans after subjecting themselves to the jab, rolling the dice with an unproven cocktail injection into their bloodstream. So for those of you that say that you did the research before you got the injection, I need to warn you, you are the research. Now, I've talked about some of this over at redvoicemedia.com with Dr. Jane Ruby, who in just one day the other day on my program, Patriotically Correct, revealed a dozen men that experienced blood clots after getting their second shot, despite the lying troll, Dr. Fauci, the highest paid bureaucrat, by the way, in our entire governmental system, who has a financial stake in the game, telling us that only women that have taken birth control are being effective. That's a lie. Dr. Jane Ruby is here with us now. She's an international health economist, and she's an author as well as a troublemaker in Washington as an insider. Dr. Ruby, thanks a lot for being here. We really appreciate it. You have discovered a lot of things with this injection, with this so-called vaccine, with the stab, that are just not true. Tell us what you've learned.
Stu, I'm going to tell you that the whole thing is a lie. The entire issue around these so-called vaccines. This is an incredibly dangerous time for the American people. The entire CDC website that I've combed over the last few days, just to get updated, is a complete and total lie. What do I mean by that? First of all, we learned from the Harvard study that less than 1% of all people are reporting these so-called COVID vaccine reactions. On top of that, we have 60,000 that have been reported. So if we're only getting 1%, you can imagine how dangerous these injections, these experimental injections are. And let me give you another stat that I think is really chilling. In the last 13 years, in these injections for all kinds of flu vaccines, there were about 3,000 deaths in the United States. And now we're learning that just since December, these so-called COVID experimental injections have resulted in over 3,000 deaths just in these few months. So we are really in dangerous territory. I've been pleading with people to wait and hold off.
All right. So let's talk about this. We now know that there are dozens, thousands, 60,000, you're saying, people adversely affected. That's the ones that we know about. Now, we also know that deaths associated with COVID-19, these numbers are fake. They've been a lie. Now, we do know that people are dying with COVID-19. We understand that. But I mean, there were people from Milwaukee, whistleblowers coming forward saying, hey, you know, providers here, healthcare providers are labeling these COVID deaths, even in a complete absence of a COVID test. They just say, well, this person had COVID-like symptoms and they label them a COVID death. So my thing has always been follow the money. I mean, as a bail enforcement bounty hunter guy, when you're looking to track somebody down or if you want to find somebody who's guilty or see if somebody had some nefarious involvement in something, all you have to do is look for who had what to gain, who had a stake in the game, who could benefit, who had the motive to do this. So we know that Big Pharma has a lot to gain. That's why they're up on Capitol Hill lobbying to get, not one injection, but two. And now we're seeing another guy come out here saying, well, there might be a third injection that you need. And then you look around the globe and you see all these other strains, these new strains of this COVID coming out. So what we fear is that if there was a 99.98% survival rate, or give or take, whatever the actual number is, Dr. Ruby, I guess I don't know for certain, but whatever that number is, it's high. There's a real good chance that you can beat and recover from this COVID-19 thing if you get it. Now they're trying to scare us with these new strains, saying that, well, kids could now be potentially infected by this. Kids could be adversely affected. Kids are at great risk because they're coming after our kids because they know that that's what pulls our heartstrings. So to this, you say what?
Oh, my gosh. Children should not be getting this vaccine. Children have not been tested in these vaccine trials, which, by the way, are still ongoing. This is critically dangerous. Children have an almost 100% chance of recovery. You would never take the chance of getting a vaccine for something like strep throat, would you? Why? Because, A, there are treatments for it. You can take penicillin or tetracycline or some other antibiotic. We have curative treatments. 500,000 people did not have to die in this nation. We had HCQ and ivermectin, which are safe, years of safety data, and perfectly fine in terms of curative treatment. So these vaccines, listen, Stu, we're getting news in the last few days alone. Mammograms by the thousands are coming up positive for lumps and unusual lymphatic lymph node enlargement. We're seeing brain, lung, and leg clots from all of these different companies. It's just incredible. People are getting shingles where they've never had it before and they're not at risk for it. So I got to tell you, Stu, it's not about the short term. It's about the long term. And this is genetic engineering. I want everybody to understand not any one of these so-called experimental injections are safe. All of them modify permanently your genetic makeup. It's irreversible. You can never do anything about it. You can't get it out of your system. The last thing we want to do is to give this to children who have almost 100% chance of surviving. But more than that, they will be damaged for life if they even live a normal lifespan. This is an all call.
How, you know, that you've been out here talking about the survival rate. You've also alluded to this vaccination as not necessarily being a vaccination. You have said that what this is some sort of a cocktail that tricks your body. It tricks your body into believing that you have COVID all the time. Something that you inject into your bloodstream like that. And then in addition to that, we've looked at testing. We have debunked the reliability of the so-called PCR test. The inventor of that test way back when was on film saying that Fauci was a liar back then. And there's a lot more to cover on this, including President Donald J. Trump and his push for this vaccination. Now, originally, there was obviously political motivation as well as safety motivation to get some sort of a vaccination to the public. But I want to hold you over here to come in with our final segment because there's so much more to cover with this as we come back. Owen Schroyer is down at the border. Alex Jones is on his way to Ground Zero right now. They're going to bring you that report right here at BandNest.tv, and we will be back on the Alex Jones Show right after this. Stick around. My name is Stu Peters.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I think she's going to be the official doctor of everything redvoicemedia.com, Dr. Jane Ruby, joining us with an emergency warning for all of us that we really suspected that there was a reason for the push for this vaccination. Obviously, it all comes down to money, compliance, and control. And folks, we know that the one way to control people, the masses, people that would normally never do certain things, can be coerced into doing certain things when they're feeling the fear emotion. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters, redvoicemedia.com, bandness.tv. Deaths following the vaccination. Now, this is some information that Dr. Ruby had sent me before, and I think that it's really important that I go over this. Now, this goes all the way back to August 1st through December 31st of 2007, where there was 150 deaths following vaccinations. Now, this number kind of creeps up a little bit until you get into, you know, 2019. Okay, in 18, there was 172 deaths. And then in 2019, there was 196 deaths. In 2020, between January 1st and November 30th, deaths following vaccinations was down to 96 deaths. Now, listen here, folks. Here's where this gets really, this is where it gets really scary. August 1st, 2007 and November 30th, 2020, in 13 plus years, total all vaccine deaths was 3,001. Okay, that's for 13 plus years. From 2007 to 2020, deaths following vaccinations, follow me here, 3,000 deaths. All right. Now, December 1st, 2020 until April 13th, what is that? Just 3 days ago, 4 months, there has been 3,005 deaths, according to the information that I was sent by Dr. Ruby. That is in 4 months, folks, more deaths in 4 months after the COVID-19 vaccination, so-called vaccine rollout. There is as many deaths, more deaths in those 4 months than there has been in the last 13 plus years. Back with us now is Dr. Jane Ruby. She's an international health economist. You can find her obviously at drjaneruby.com. This is some really scary stuff for the world to understand. Now, we have talked before about some of this. You were on my show, Patriotically Correct. We talked at that point, that day, you had discovered that there were 12 men, specifically in the Palm Beach County area, or the Palm Beach area, and it's a place of interest for you just because of your geographical location. But more so, you looked into this because Fauci was out here telling us all, listen, be cautious, fine, but get the vaccine. The vaccine is safe. And this is, we don't think that this has anything to do with the vaccine, because research is showing us that the people that are being impacted by these blood clots are specifically females who have ingested oral contraceptives. So then you started digging into this a little bit, and it didn't take you long to figure out that that's another lie, and that the media is suppressing, covering up the lie, and that they're telling you to go get this. I mean, this isn't something that's just exclusive, by the way, to the MSNBCs and the CNNs and the radical liberal left communist state-controlled media. I mean, we're watching conservative networks that have doctors out here, Dr. Ruby, that are saying it's a very effective vaccine, go get the vaccine. So to those people, you say what?
It's a shame to say it, Stu, but I'm, as a medical professional myself, I'm going to call out a great number of medical providers who are, for some reason, colluding. They are making statements that these side effects are not connected to the vaccines, and they know full well that they have no way of really knowing that. They're telling people, just like the CDC website. When I tell you the lies are everywhere, the entire CDC website is telling people it's safe, that you will get some side effects, but they're normal. This is just insanity, Stu. It's just dangerous, and somehow we've got to stop it. I'm asking people to wait. I see, as you mentioned earlier, President Trump, you know, wanting to associate himself with this. Maybe in the beginning that was a good thing for him because he wanted to show that he was doing all kinds of things, and I applaud him for that. But I implore him right now, if he ever gets any wind of this, stop associating yourself with this because no one knows the long-term effects. It doesn't matter what the short-term effects are. With the regular flu vaccine, you can get a few, you know, fever or some aches and pains, and then you're fine after that. And you can actually detoxify from those vaccines. You can't do this with that. And I'm not so focused on the short term. What President Trump has not been aware of, because we don't have the information yet, because we're still running the trials, is that we don't know what
the long term. And the reason why we have to focus on the long term is because of our kids. Now, any person that has values, any person that was raised, you know, by a mother and a father who, you know, instill core values and morals into us, teaches us from a very young age that the most precious gift from God is your kids. They treated you like that, hopefully. If they didn't and you were less fortunate, hopefully you have found that in some way else. But as a parent, as a father of three kids, that, I mean, I would protect them with my life. I would trade without even thinking about it. I would jump in front of a speeding Amtrak train or a bullet any day of the week, come hell or high water. I would never let anything bad happen to my kids. Without even thinking about it, they are our number one, our top priority. We spend our entire lives setting up a financial future for our kids, what we're going to leave for our kids, what we're going to leave for our grandkids. We have to think now a lot about the republic that we're leaving them as we're watching the unthinkable. I mean, the things, Dr. Ruby, that are happening outside of medicine, you know, with the insurrection on the 6th of January, with the media doing everything that they're doing, with the way that these political groups like Black Lives Matter have been propped up. And now we're looking at a story from RedVoiceMedia.com about their national poster boy, their glory idol here, arrested in Minneapolis very quietly. The media is not going to tell you that he was arrested on a warrant stemming from, you know, having sex with kids. And this is all a big it all comes back kind of to the same thing, this globalist pressure to get at our kids. And I'm telling you that I can see it. I can see it. The writing is on the wall. Now, back when this thing in January and in February of 2020, when this COVID-19 thing was starting and there was this, you know, a little bit of a blurb here and there in the national news media about this this breakout in China with this virus and it's COVID-19 and it's spreading really quickly across the, you know, the continent of China, you know, Asia and all this other stuff. I said right away, this is going to come here. This is going to come here. It's going to be politicized. It's going to be used as part of the political assassination of President Donald J. Trump. The Steele dossier, the bought and paid for Steele dossier didn't work. The Russia, all the lies. They illegally spied on a sitting president. They spied on a U.S. citizen when he was a campaigning, a U.S. citizen, the President Trump campaign. They spied on that. No accountability there. And all these things that we're talking about that are so fringe. You know, I was called a racist and a bigot because I said this thing was going to be politicized by Nancy Pelosi. I was an insensitive a-hole. I was a total jerk. I was jaded. I was cynical. I was a radio show host saying things for shock value. And look, I was exactly right. And now my prediction is that because this thing did not have this killing off effect that I think a lot of the globalists were looking for, that now they're rounding up round two and they're going to come after our kids. What do you think? I mean, am I over the target here or am I a conspiracy theorist? Should I go get my tinfoil hat right now?
All the tinfoil hats are off, Stu. You're right over the target. I will go so far as to say, after speaking with some security officials from D.C. who came down here for a private briefing a couple of months ago, I'm being told we are in the middle of a Marxist coup, and I don't think that's a hyperbole anymore at all. We're in the middle of it. We have a very short window of time to reverse this. What you saw last year, the COVID, the lockdowns, you know, the masks were a training wheels, to be honest with you, for this vaccine. And the vaccine, these experimental injections are actually the training wheels for vaccine passports and complete control by the state. And the destruction of small businesses is really related to making not just individuals, but also businesses, entrepreneurs, wards of the state. Don't kid yourself. This is what we're all involved in right now. And we don't have
Hollywood, as they get out here on these commercials and they tell us all about how before you go into a business, you have to look for this Well Health logo or whatever this thing is. I mean, you got people like, you know, Jennifer Lopez and Lady Gaga, the health experts warning us that if you don't see this decal, well, here's some guy making millions of dollars by manufacturing this decal. And that's what this is all about. You follow the money. This is all about control and compliance through fear. And what they're going to do is they're going to choke out anybody that says, no, I'm not buying this. I don't believe in this. They're not going to get the Well Health thing. They're not going to go subject themselves to the world ending jab. They're not going to go cover themselves with their face diapers and their muzzles. They see all of this because when history isn't addressed, when you don't look it right in the eye, it's bound to repeat itself. Dr. Jane Ruby, you know, we really appreciate you being here. If you want more from Dr. Ruby, go to Dr. Jane Ruby, drjaneruby.com. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Owen Schroyer is down at the border. He's at Ground Zero. They're going to be bringing you coverage from there. Alex Jones is on his way there right now. Apparently just caught a flight after he did the first segment here in the final hour of the Alex Jones Show. So make sure that you stick with Infowars.com, Band.video, Bandist.tv for all of those updates as Owen is going to go live here in about 20 seconds as we hand it off to him. He's down at the border for the war room. Make sure to visit me at RedVoiceMedia.com. My name is Stu Peters. It's a pleasure being here every single Friday, and we will not be afraid of the truth at any time. God bless you. Godspeed. Here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Remember, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save that radio.